Blog Talk Radio.
Let's stop that right there. Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Lady Shy Romance. My co-host, Casanova. Today, something a little bit different. Get out of my room, Joshua. Team Reed. Turn that chair still up. Today I'm doing something different. I'm dedicating the show to my co-host, Casanova, and my son is going to be freestyling on here tonight, so okay. It is what it is. Josh, shut up, boy. Get out my room. Don't come back in here. Yeah, ain't nothing changed, y'all. That's part one-third of Team Reed. Now, like I said, I joke a lot on here, and, you know, I have my co-host on here, Casanova. You know, I'm really more so dedicating this to this because, you know, we laugh, joke, talk a lot of shit, play and argue and fuss, and he quit on me like every other week. So that being said, you know, he is a very talented young man, you know, and sometimes I think that although we be joking a lot, y'all don't really know how talented Casanova is, you know, so I'm going to play a lot of his music today. I'm going to show you, you know, a little bit, do a little something, you know, so. He said he was going to rap first. I'm going to let this right here. Like I said, I'm playing his song. So this is one of Cass' pieces called Magnolia Flower. You know, we down here in the SIP, Mississippi. Those of y'all who act like you don't know, you know, so that's this piece, Magnolia Flower. I just want to rap them.
See your love down. All the thick with women. Don't wait for me. I know.
These songs for my girls in my state, them big girls. These songs for my girls in my state, them brick girls. Feel like a stallion. Deserve a medallion. I'm back. Young Casanova had to do a little something representing. Them pretty round browns from that Clinton to that Benton. Can't forget about my girls off in that Stratton. Tighter town, sled, state line in that Braxton. But up to them sexy tenders off in that Slayton. Riding on to y'all to kill Micah and that Faden. Silver City midnight, I'm chocolate feeds and that Murphy. Wade, Bendell, Van Cleve, and that Hurley. Gore brings Oakland, Coffee, Bill, and Grenada. Bull Hill, Zayna, and Berg, and that Knox are paid. Them country girls in Sheldon, Planet Field, and that Verona. Suntag, Nola, Monticello, and that Oma. Clarksdale, Reno, Laura, Masson, and that Dublin. Brownfield, Bowden, Raymond, Pocahontas, we love them. Every state on the second, every minute on the hour. This little something for my magnolia flower. This song for my girls in my state, them thick girls. This song for my girls in my state, them brick girls. Feel like a stallion, deserve a medallion. My magnolia flower is dedicated to you. Bay, St. Louis, Long Beach, and Pascagoula. Thorne, Snuggleville, Lexington, and that Chula. Past Christian, Wade Land, yeah, you know. Oh, yeah. Eden Hall, Harrisville, Honey's in that D-Lo. Teasdale, Enid, Charleston, Batesville. Larry, exit, keep shaking, play a break, Bill. Sand Hill, Ludlow, and Pila Hatchie. I throw y'all some seed notes, ballers, won't you match me? Terry Byram, Dollman, and Hazel Hurst. Clem, New Hebron, keep murking till I bust. Diamond Head, Kim, Porter, Gibson, Itabena. Fortville, Hillsborough, Carthage, in Atlanta. Quinn McCall, Creek, Meadville, Zion Hill. Crawford, Mays, you, Artesia, and that Starkville. Every second on the second, every minute on the hour. It's a little something for my magnolia flower. This song for my girls in my state, them thick girls. This song for my girls in my state, them
you like a stallion. You deserve the medallion. Well, thank you.
What's up to them big guns in that Greenwood? Horn Lake, South Haven, Columbus, it's all good.
All good.
What's up to them sexies? Off in that
Holly Spring.
Oxford, West Point, Aberdeen, and that Evergreen. Fall, Waynesboro, Philadelphia, and that Utica. Nashville, Hattiesburg, Weston, and that Tunica. Valley Park, Union Church, Mount Bayo. Blue Mountain, Corrent, Durant, off in that Hernando. Can't forget about them cuties in Kansas City of Light. Them dime pieces in that Yazoo, the city of Fight. Bells on it, rolling Fort Fayette, and that Pickens. Brooklyn Park, Parkinson, Brooklyn, and that Wiggins. Say the best for last, drop the smack down. Them Stallions, them Beavers, in that Jack Town. Every second on the second, every minute on the hour. This a little something for my magnolia flower. This song for my girls in my state, them big girls. This song for my girls in my state, them brick girls. Feel like a stallion, deserve a medallion. My magnolia flowers is dedicated to you. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long time coming, you know what I'm saying? Y'all beautiful down here, man. Listen, me and my boy Salone, you know what I'm saying? We came together and made this thing happen. Y'all deserve something, too. I'm going to let the whole world know. It's all about the magnolia flower. We steady blooming, baby.
All about the magnolia flower, child. Steady blooming. Yeah, y'all. Today is open. You know, I'm dedicating this show. I'm dedicating this show to Casanova. You know, I'm playing all his music today. Along with that, my son will be freestyling, so if there's anybody else out there who want to get on the mic and bless the mic and everything else, you know, call 1-347-677-0889. And like always, you can tune in, blogtalkradio.com/shyromance, S-H-A-I-R-O-M-A-N-C-E. And if you want to speak or, you know, bless the mic, just call in and press 1. All right, let me... got something else for my partner, Casanova.
Live like blow, stacking million behind the door, trying to not live, but whoa,
Real hustle, take a hustle for a joke, cause they got street credit. Headed where you gonna credit. Yeah, the real niggas dead. Breaking bread, all these niggas hating, doing when it's paid up. On my way, put you in the street, get this motherfucking weight up. This weight up.
You got your hate up. Now get your weight up.
Get your weight up.
You wasting your time trying to talk down. Your girl in G-string and heels when I come around. It's loser being a player and you're violating codes. Instead of calling your men, you violate the hoes. Never talk down to get on some pussy. Just sit back and watch and you can see where that took me. In my old phone I had 800 numbers. Then was my niggas the rest with y'all baby's mamas. Ain't no sense of getting angry, ain't no sense of getting mad. Just step your game up if you ain't biological dad. Say your son or daughter look like Casanova. You feed them long enough they look like you when they get older. This real shit,
real shit.
Cause real shit what I spit. Your mind and your heart the target, that's what I hit. You got your hate up, now get your weight up. You wanna hate on me, it's okay, bruh.
Got your hate up, now get your weight up.
Yes, 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 everybody, guess what? I think we have Casanova in the house. I think we got Casanova. Better wake everybody. Get out the way. 911 emergency. King Casanova.
Blog Talk Radio. What it do, man?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Man, you got it, man. You got it.
Casanova.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
How you gonna dedicate a show to me and then turn around, man? Don't even make a show.
Everybody out there, y'all know it's always some shit going on with Shy. Let me tell y'all. Friday night, I stayed up to 5 o'clock, about 4:30, 5 o'clock, with my 6-year-old Joshua. You know, we was playing a game with the late, you know, the latest. I lost. I woke right back up at 6:30 and was going all day long. My oldest son came in and said, Mama, you know what? Won't you do a show for me and Cass and we be up there freestyling and such as. I'm like, shit, all right, that sounds like it's all right. Shit, I made the show up, you know, did it and everything. Shit, but I looked at the clock, it was 8:35. I'm like, okay, shit, I got about an hour and 45 minutes to go. All right, I looked back over, like I said, it was 8:35. When I looked back over, it was 2:32.
Hey,
I apologize.
Hey, I got somebody want to freestyle.
Okay, well, hold on one moment. Let me. They want to freestyle?
I told you to put it on the charge.
He want freestyle?
Live, right? Yeah.
He scared?
No, he ain't scared. No, he ain't got told he finna go live. He thinks somebody play.
I'm going to tell him I got some instrumentals for him, too. Come on. Tell him if he can flow, he can fly. Anything I throw up here.
Huh?
Tell him if he can flow, he can fly.
Three, four, seven.
You still talking? I don't hear him.
Yeah, hold on.
All right.
677-0889. You finna call me.
Okay. Ted.
We got to take one, man.
Come on. Hey. Casanova on the phone.
Hey, Shy.
Come on, somebody else can go first. Uh-huh.
That's him on cue.
That's him what?
That's him
okay,
on
cue. Okay, I see him. Tell him I got some instrumentals for him as well. You got to put your head down so you can hear. Tell him I got some instrumentals for him too, okay? Let me see. Good evening. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm fine. Let me know where you're calling from.
Calling from Jackson.
Ah, another Jacktown. That's what's up.
Jacktown at the house. Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. Casanova said that you ready to freestyle for us.
Yeah, I'm ready to get out.
What's your name again?
Jermaine Kelly.
Jermaine Kelly, all right. Now, if you can freestyle, you can freestyle off anything I throw up there, right?
Yeah.
All right, then. Get ready and go.
Come on, baby, stop, baby.
Yeah.
And y'all got an echo. Okay. Now I'm ready, Kelly.
All right. Yeah.
I ain't hitting this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just another lady jumping, took a fresh, so clean. Popping collars, flashing dollars in the starch in my jeans. Take a look in the river, spraying my fresh cologne. Every time to get on, it's time to get on. I'm strong, making the money, stacking couch to the ceiling. You can see that I become everything he's really. Steady killing, steady feeling, steady making my cheese. You can see me getting down, topping up with the D's and on the cut. Man, we got to living it up. And what you see? Man, you know that I'm getting them bucks. I ain't playing it, but I'm getting it. Nigga steady freestyling. Bucks wildin', cause you know I'm in the. That's it.
That's all right. That's all right. That's good.
That's me right there.
Yeah, Cass, no, you got to turn the music down. I can't hear.
Yeah, you got to turn the music.
Can you hear that?
See, I got a big echo. You got to turn the music down a little bit.
There you go. I mean, the music is down.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I enjoy that there. Look,
yeah,
how can everybody out there in the internet world find you?
Have a look up on MySpace.
Send your links out there.
I got the, it's MySpace. Mr. Pimpology at MySpace.
Mr. Who?
Pimpology.
Pimpology? You a pimp?
That's my MySpace page.
So you ain't no pimp?
Hey, I'm a pimp.
Like you had to think about that pimp, and your pimp is slipping, ain't it?
No, I ain't slipping.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. You know, you want to throw something else out? Well, hold up. You want to throw something else out there?
Nah,
you want another freestyle for us?
I give you one more freestyle for us.
Okay, you're going to give us one more. Hold on, let me throw something else up there for you. Pick big. Let me pick one big. Mm-hmm. Big one, I got the 13. Mm-hmm. Hold on 1 minute, bro. Let me pick you another instrumental up out there. You want the instrumental or you want me to leave it alone?
What, the instrumental?
Yeah.
I can just freestyle it.
Okay, well, that's fine. Go on to freestyle it.
Yeah. Jumping it all. Sign your haters, open your eyes. Paying the call to get repping this. So step on the side. We're so alive. From all of this, we keep up inside. On the crunch out of that fire, I know I'm keeping it alive. What it do? I think it's time we give you some news. Flashing through and breaking the rules. You know that I'm true. You know it for you. Running this in 2002. Faking the move with proof, so I'm letting it loose. Getting the cut because you're getting the crunk. If you see me, I got them things. I'm dumping the trunk. I'm letting it ride. I'm letting it slide. I'm letting it pop and keep my eyes up to the sky. And I ain't lying. Freestyling up on the phone, man. And in the zone, man. If you want to get it because you know I'm in the zone, man. And take it home, man. Then we got to let it loose. I'm going to be down, getting down with the pimp juice.
with the pimp juice? That's what's up. I see Cass Nova came and left. I like that. Look, I'm going to tell you, I like that now. I'm going to keep it 100, all right?
All right.
You hear me?
Hey.
I'm liking that. My son said that he would like to battle with you because he said he don't think you as hot as he is.
What?
Yeah, hold on 1 minute. Well, he said he's scared. He said he just want to freestyle in, okay?
Okay, well, that's good.
And I got a 111 call. Let me throw something out there. And then this 111 call, I'm coming right to you. Come on. They don't want to speak to me for one. Come on. All right, Casanova.
What it do?
Terry say you ready too?
Y'all want me to buzz a free dive like.
Yeah, after you and then Ted.
Lord, that's mercy. Y'all come here at a bad time, boy.
Echo.
Let me see.
Y'all don't know why the phone ain't going like this.
Because either y'all too close to each other or the radio on, you got your computer playing or something. Now say something.
Hello. That better?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah, that's good.
It all the way up there, Jim. Let it up. Let me see.
Okay. And Ted say don't say nothing. You already got wrote down on CD or tape or something else.
I put a bit something with me.
All right. So you knew we was doing this, and you called me before we even started the show, so you should have had everything already right.
No, because I ain't going to ask you that.
I still hear the echo. You got your computer on?
Yeah, I got it on. But I ain't got nothing to show.
No, you got to pause that.
What about now?
No, you got to pause that.
What about now?
You got to pause it.
But I got my track. That's what I'm saying. I got my tracks over here that I'm going to do. I don't want your track.
I tell you, you don't want my track?
Mm-mm.
But then you need to do it with no tracks.
Oh. Because
the echo is fucking me up.
But see, my computer ain't even on now, so it must be something else. Cause I ain't even got no track on now.
Hold up. What'd you say now?
I ain't even got no track on.
Okay, that's better. I muted the other phone, so that's good. Hold up. Okay, you can go now.
That was it. That was it. See, it was on your end.
No, it was on your end. I muted 529.
Oh, okay. What you did?
Yeah.
Okay. Nah, we finna cook with gas. Y'all want it, I'm going to get it to you.
Tell him something. I'm waiting on him to go on
Spitz. Hold on, dog. It coming? You talking to my friend. You said, wait. You know me.
Alright.
Yeah. Magnolia King representative, King Casanova, man. Flex, man. Soldier drunk and high. All day, every day, man. Made a mafia player fly. Look. Stepping out the corner, Casanova got it locked. You see me coming down on the north end of your block. I'm a veteran in the game, and if you try to change, the shit you doing is strange, but still I entertain. I'm not drunk and I hold my own ass. You can say what you want, but your rap style, I pass. Me, Tez, and my new nigga on my team, we all about the green, and you're streaming like a fiend. See what you do when I'm on the radio. I do it like that, like my name was Pablo. But I'm no Mexican, but you're scared of Texan. And while you're flexing, Casanova ain't stressing. So y'all worried about Bush, but I got Obama. And I got my mama, so y'all can kill all that drama. Plus I got God, got my back, and that's for sure. And if you want to test Casanova, you know where I'm at. Yo, I'm in the 6-1. Yo, the Jack, you got your guns in your pack, you smoke crack. If you think you can beat me, then you bring your whole team. And I lay them out like Master P do a triple beam. You can't mess with me, you can't test me. I wish you would try, nigga, respect me. Not because I'm your elder, because I'm an older soldier. You can step up to me and watch Casanova fold you. Oh. Yeah. That's a Magnolia King, man. That's a Magnolia King now, buddy.
Already.
Casanova. What you got, man? Here go
TV.
Come on, Tez, bring it to me, baby.
Go on that thing.
Minute Maid Mafia, play a fly. This is my boy Tez right here, man. I got his back, you know what I'm saying?
What you say?
I said I got your back.
All right, here you go. Take my time, let me go and beat the track up. I'm like a little child, I'ma act up. On the beat, I go live like every day. I take my time out just to have a pray. Now, thank the Lord for everything that he did. Grew for a little child now, boy, so big. No, I can't dance, can't jig. But I do get money kind of greedy like a pig. Never sag. haters get mad. Man, I'm just happy because I never had a dad, but I'm straight, man, because my stepdaddy gravy and my mama is a beautiful young lady. Life's crazy, so live it to the fullest. Everybody dramatic talking about the bullets. Got a gun, but I swear he won't pull it. I'm talking about, man, gon' pull it, laughing at all these peons, shining like neon. Everybody smart, but they looking like we dumb. I don't think so. Chopper hit you soon as you blink, though. You don't want to blink how you shrink, though. I get you soon as you think, man. It's tears and I'm all about the ink, man. It don't mean you're gay because you're rocking pink. Everybody talking about a thought but can't think about everything that they say. I tell them, boys, I just thug do it in my way, my day. I try to make it to the top of the ladder, but I'm studying making sound. Do you hear the rattling of the baby? Life's so crazy. Everybody chipping, everybody super lazy. Talk a lot of mess, but I swear it don't faze me. I'm just trying to be the next Jay-Z.
You the next Jay-Z.
I'm just messing around.
You the next Jay-Z. Hey.
Okay,
you the next Jay-Z.
Yeah, y'all, that's my firstborn son. T to the E to
check
the
it out,
Z.
Check it out, though. Oh. Check it out, though.
Oh, Kevin, I was saying, check it out.
Check it out, though.
Hold up, he's finna come back. 111, I'm coming to you. 1 minute.
Radio show up on Blog Talk. Can do the walk. Y'all need to be a corn stalk. Y'all can't mess with the secret spot. Shot romance and cash. We busting down this thing. We got tears when we blast. We don't need no heat to bring the heat in the secret spot. Cause we hot. Max shit is what we got. To the top, Blog Talk Radio, we taking it over. Hey, y'all just like my dog, y'all bend over. Huh, Rover, Casanova, I do it so well. The stuff that I do, like your girl, you kiss and tell. She kiss and tell, you kiss and tell. Oh, well, don't stress, just know I'm bringing hell. But I'm not bringing the devil, cause you not up on my level. Casanova put you 6 feet without grabbing a shovel. And I'ma do it all time, B. Casanova representing JAC 601 in Mississippi. So,
like this. Get with it or get lost. Man, it costs to be the boss, so I'ma pay it out. I'm out my payments. I'm just trying to get cash. Everybody on that slow pace, I'm moving fast. I'm just trying to have a blast while I'm still young. Everybody looking at me like he's still young. Big boy trying to grow up from a little kid. Big dog got to do it big. Blog Talk Radio is what we own. Tell my mama do a thing, do it on your own. But Casanova got your back, so we be all gravy. Everybody trying to call up, where the ladies? Well, shout out to all the teenagers. This test, 16-year-old going straight from the head. I ain't trying to get you in my bed, but think about that the last thing I said. Now you can be me and I can be you. I'm just trying to be Casper see-through. I see to a thousand.
That's my little word there, mate.
Y'all,
that's
my son
there,
back
mate.
In the ass. Cast no back in the ass. We got another caller here. 1111111. Good evening and welcome to the Secret Spot. I'm Shy Romance, your host. I got my co-host, Casanova, on here. I got my son cutting up. I got another caller on here, Chris. I'm coming to you 111. Let us know who you are and where you're coming from.
Well, it's about damn time. Hell. This is I.B. Wise. What's going on?
I.B., what's up?
Yeah. All right.
What you say, it's about damn time.
Man, what it do, man? What it do, man?
I got to clear my throat for this. Cass, now you know Casanova, you know you my nigga, I love you and all that good shit. If you ain't got no beats, don't flow. You're losing your grip, son.
I'm losing my grip.
What'd you say, Abby?
You're losing your grip.
What you mean?
Losing the grip.
That first piece, you spit. I don't know where you got that from, but if I were you, family, I'd give it back.
Oh, hey,
damn!
Hey,
I'm telling you,
look here. Hey, look here. That's cool too. That's cool too. Cause one thing about me, I'm already a star player. I ain't on here trying to get no flighty points or trying to get signed. I'm already doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? Check the archives. Go back in the archives and check some of the archives, my nigga. I ain't on here trying. I'm on here playing. I'm playing with my guy, Club 10.
Now you're taking it wrong. All right,
no, I'm just being real.
I just got to
go back to the archives.
Yo, I don't have to check the archives. I know you. I know what you got, and I know what you do. And I know how good you are.
But check this out. This is a 60-year-old little dude, man. I ain't on here trying to really outdo him. I'm just on here to play with him, to go along with him, because he really wanted me to do it. I didn't want to do it in the first place. See, I'm professional, so I ain't got to get on here and spit no grass of fire lyrics, man, because I'm already known like that, man. I got a MySpace page, man, hitting me up almost every day. I'm down with Player Fly Minute, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to get on here and spit no platinum stuff. I'm just on here with my 16-year-old little buddy doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's a whole different story than getting on here trying to, oh, Puff Daddy on here, let me come up with a tight lyric. You know what I'm saying? So really, you just took the part of me that you really didn't want to. So I'm just gonna be quiet for you to go somewhere else. Cause you try to come over here, try to blast me on the secret spot. That's like coming to my house and pissing on my car. It ain't happening, Kevin.
Oh man.
It ain't happening, Kevin.
Nothing but love up in the secret spot. Didn't you just tell this young brother you got his back?
What'd you say, I.D.?
I'm saying, Cass, didn't you just tell this young brother you got his back? That is what you said, right? I got your back.
Okay.
I know he ain't get mad.
Oh, no, I ain't mad. My thing is, before I get mad, I just better shut up. Well, I ain't going to get in there with you, man. Y'all know me by
hey,
now.
Hey, this is IP. You know, and you know, if I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you straight.
My thing is right here. If I'm playing in a basketball game, you know I can shoot threes. You know I can dunk. But we playing with the Globetrotters one day. I go up, man, and shoot out of bounds and shoot by 10 air balls. So what? You know I can shoot, so why you even coming to me saying, man, I'm going to be real with you, man. If that's how you going to shoot, man, you ain't going to the NBA. Come on, dog. This ain't no real thing. What did you mean? If you know what I can do, then you know this ain't really me. Why are you coming on my show trying to bash me? You see what I'm saying?
I'm not trying to bash you. I'm trying to tell you if you're going to teach, you're going to teach.
I ain't got to teach him. This dude, Shawty need to play you some of this stuff. I know this dude. This ain't my first time hearing this dude rap, man. This dude just wanted me to do something with him, so I agreed to do it. This dude is off the chain already. He don't need to be talking. All he need to be done is put it in front of a microphone, player.
Calm down.
I said I got his back. I ain't say I got his front. I'm going to lead him.
You sound like
I
a footstep.
Casanova, calm down.
This man gonna bash me. I'm a damn Mac. This man gonna come on my show. I'm the king. Hell no, man. Hey, I need you to give me a drink, man. What are they crying, Roy?
I can't tell you what I got for you, but you know what I got for you.
I got all my people on here. I got all my fam on here that day. This man gonna come here talking about. Oh, hell no. Hey, you got my little girl laughing at me. I'm looking around.
I'm not laughing at you. Look, it's another 111 caller. Good evening. You in the secret spot.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
Hi, this Angel Eyes.
Yes.
What's up, Angel Eyes?
Hey, how are you,
Lord.
Super Shy?
Lord,
I'm
have mercy, boy.
Doing fine.
Hey, Casanova.
Lord, have mercy.
What's wrong with you?
Man,
you
I didn't hear it
call.
All.
Casanova,
never
with the lady call.
I didn't hear it all.
Baby, you can sit down now. You're too
what's
young.
What's up,
Bange? Oh, not too much. Boy, I'm just listening to you guys. I'm enjoying it, y'all.
The right thing just called. The angel called in.
Look at
hey,
that.
Hey,
Abby. Abby,
said hi.
Boy, with friends like that, boy, who needed him? Who needed him, boy?
Yes.
My son got the little micro. He got the speaker to his ear. Well, I'll let you be 16 today. My 16-year-old son has a speaker to his ear. He was like, oh, mama, who is that? I'm like, well, if you don't sit down somewhere.
Is that the one who we're rapping?
Yes, that's T to the E to the Z.
Hey, T to the E to the Z. How are you?
Oh, what up?
Hey, you're doing a great job.
I
enjoyed it, actually, both of you guys.
Appreciate that. Yeah.
Hey, Ted.
What up?
You're a platinum artist, man. I'm proud of you, man. You did your thing, man.
I appreciate that.
You did your thing, Pippin. Yeah. For real, though. You ain't my other dude I had on here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm through with that, man.
Appreciate that, Casano.
I'm through with that. Oh, hell, man.
Is that your platinum artist?
I think it takes true talent, actually, to do it right off the top of your head. I know I can't do it. I'm a writer, but I couldn't flow like that off the top of my head. There's no way.
Me either. Me either. The closest I come to going off the top of my head is some stuff I already gotten written.
Right.
That's it. It look like all the rappers say, did this be the greatest shit I ever did. The realest. Oh my goodness. Cass.
Man, what up?
Much love, bro. Much love.
No, I don't need that right now, Shy.
Huh?
I don't need that right now. See, my dang here, man. How I'm going to come to your house and piss on your carpet and tell you to clean it up? just answer my question. If you already know what somebody can do, then obviously either they playing or they not serious. So why would you come on there like you're serious and say, bro, I'm going to be real with you. You need to take that back because that's garbage. On in my house. I can see if I was on your house, in your house, on your show. You going to come to my show. I ain't heard from you in a long time. We boys. I ain't heard from you in a long time. You know what I can do. You already said that. So obviously you know you're not serious. I ain't never lost nothing. I just got through with a platinum CD getting mixed down right now with my click.
But that's what's up.
Player Fly got me into his click, so obviously he's seen something in me. So,
and for those who don't know who Player Fly is, Cass, who is he?
The King of Memphis. My salute my king. Rapid-wise.
I ain't going to say salute my king, but, you know, but.
Salute King Player Fly. You know what
salute
I'm saying?
Player Fly.
As far as rap-wise. But anyway, back to what I was saying. How you going to come to my house and piss on my carpet and tell me clean it up? And you, my boy.
I hope you got that cleaner.
I'm dumbfounded. I want you to put this in the archive. I'm going to go back and listen to this. When I get that Grammy, I'm going to tell them, I want y'all to play a clip when I was doing something. I want y'all to hear this whole clip. And I'm going to point to the Grammy up to this guy and say, this is for this clip right here. Y'all got to hear this. This is the best show that ever been on right here. This is the best show. My old dude that me and him been broke bread with and we cool with gonna come on the show knowing what I do. They gonna say he being real and tell me that I ain't getting no shit. Lord have mercy.
Be the realest shit I ever say. Y'all, Cass, no, calm down. Let me, for those who don't know, let's take about 5 minute intermission. This Cass is over her. No. You know what? This Casanova would step the game up.
Can't you be good with it, shaking to a bit, doing home shit, but I'm over. some more shit. I'm hooking up this bullshit, rubbing the bitch with some love shit. Back on the king, we the best that ever done it. You can't see this Mississippi State because we run it, cause we mad. No, you're the king.
Track record, man. And you supposed to be my. Come on, man. Let's be real, though. Come on, now. That's wrong, man. But you know it's cool, though.
Let me ask a question, just because I'm shy.
Cool,
would you would have felt better if you had sent your email on blog or just the email? Period.
He could have sent me an email, man, and it would have been cool. I'd be like, now you know our plan. Okay, we can talk it out like a man. But you to do that in front of my fans, though. You gonna violate me in front of my fans?
It's much love.
I'd be like,
you're
an entertainer. You gonna ask me in front of my wife? You don't do this in front of my wife, though. You don't ask me in front of my fans. Come on, man. You're going to pull me to the side. On live radio. Don't you know this is yeah. All guys? This can't be erased. Don't you know this?
I mean, well, it can't be erased, but it can be deleted.
No, I don't want to delete it. No deletion. This is the stepping stone. This is to show me how the real world is.
To prepare you for the future.
The paparazzi. Paparazzi, one minute, they said, man, I'm the best rapper. I'm the best rapper that ever lived. Being too many ladies, they come around and tell me, man, you ain't hit no jack. They just show me how paparazzi going to do me. That's all. It's cool. They just get me ready for the real world, man.
That's Cass Noble.
You know, I got to take it as a lesson learned, man.
Ted say much love. He say,
man,
he want to.
What's up, man?
Ted say he want the whole blog talk ready to know how he squashed me on my own song. So Here you go, Steady. Hold up, that's too loud. Let me try it one more time. He say he squashed me on my shit.
Messed up and I'm on a budget. But when I pull up in the car, they think I'm a superstar. Got my sauna shades on and my Payless shoes with a French manicure and my toes done too. Run hair wrong, I swim gifts, broke by them white French fries. Can't deny you wanna ride in my hood. You know, the girls in your hood wanna be like me. But I got that S up on my chest from a thrifty store. Chiro, they telling you that they ain't no more. Stop your cussing and fussing, know I'm running
I'm
through
running your mind.
Like some wild-ass horses, drop dead, hella gorgeous. Chiro match, just here I am with a stallion saying, and them brains to match. So who that is, give me a sec, I answer that. First lay a drunken eye, homie, that's a rat.
Who that is? Who that is? Who that is?
Chiro match.
Who that is?
Here comes CJ to eat to see y'all, my dear homie. He wanted all y'all to see some swashing, so he wanted y'all to see me swash my meal. Well, he wanted y'all to see him swash me on my shit.
Anything you got to say about that?
That was good. I enjoyed that.
Oh, he said he through talking. He said no, nothing else need to be said. Nothing else need to be said. Let's eat to the E to the Z. What you say, Angel?
He's through talking.
Yeah, he said, look, Angel, I thought you still talking to her, you want to talk to her either? She said, what's up? She said she liked it.
Hello.
Ah, how you going to be a star and you scared? You shine. How you going to be a star and you shine? Oh, you want
Casanova
Ted
said
he good.
You know I ain't going to get
No,
he ain't good. He great.
No, you
don't. Hello. You ain't good. You're great.
Hey, Casanova.
What up?
You know you the truth, though, man. You know I ain't gonna disrespect you in the house, you know. I'm gonna keep it real.
Oh, man. Oh, man, you already know how you're a little fella. You know what I'm saying? You know I got your back, man. You know, you'll see as it go, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody smiling, smile with you. They laughing with you. They laughing at you.
Yeah. I've heard you myself personally, so I know that right there was just a little sample.
No, I'm sitting there playing, man. You know, I'm talking about Jeepers Creepers or whatever I said. But anyway, it's cool, man. Listen, learn, man. I see how it is, man. I'm just going to have to start spitting some plastic stuff all the time. Yeah, I'm talking about Jeepers Creepers and Pink Panther or something I said, didn't I? I don't know, man. You know how much it is, man. Yeah, you know what I should have said?
Well,
this right here is my swag. The girls are on me swag.
Hey,
right here, pay attention.
I said you was at law, man. You platinum in. I'm platinum in against my soldier boy. I guess you know about
should have went on and said it though.
Yeah, I should have switched soldier boy. Man, you quit off, man. Soldier boy, man. No, man.
No,
I don't know, man. I'm hurt, man. You don't know I'm hurt, man. They hit me right there, man.
Hit you right there.
I'll be wild, my boy, man. Man, I'll be wild,
yeah.
Man. We got to get him, man. He hit me right here, man. He sent me an application to marry his daughter. This how this man going to do his son-in-law? Oh, man, I'm hurt, man.
Oh, she talking about the thing.
You
said, greedy like a pig.
Hit me right here, man. Hit me right here in the chest, right here, man.
I ain't had to do that.
I'm good, man. I'm good, man. It's all good, man.
That was something.
It's all good, man. But no, man, you went out, though, man. You went out.
Yeah.
I really didn't want to do nothing tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? This whole show was for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the whole show for you, man. You know what I'm saying? I really didn't want to do nothing. Your mama had to beg me last night to do it. I really didn't want to do nothing. She tell you.
Hello, too, we got another caller. We got another caller. 601-630, Christopher. Good evening, Chris.
What it do?
What it do? What it do, there, little bro? I heard that you want to bless the mic there.
You feel a dim, you know I might don't bless the mic tonight.
You say who?
I might don't bless the mic tonight.
You didn't got scared?
Oh, no, your boy ain't never scared.
Hold up, Ted. He said he didn't got scared.
He got scared. Chris.
I don't blame
Whoa.
Him.
Huh?
You scared, man?
I don't blame him. You friends turning on friends up in here. I don't know. I don't blame it. I think quiet, too.
Somebody not going to have a
do on here. Y'all supposed to be, you supposed to be an influence on me. I'm just a little. I'm just a youngin'.
Hey, bro. Hey, you know me, but hey, influence or not, I'm trying to teach you. Sometimes it's better to just shut up.
Yeah.
I'm teaching you now. I'm teaching you now. Sometimes it's better to shut up sometimes. Yeah.
I'm waiting. I'm
hey, listen. Listen, man, sometimes you ain't got to prove no point. But when somebody come at you like that right there, ain't no sense of going off. What you didn't prove? Oh, man, you tight. I knew you were tight, man. You knew I was tight in the first place. I ain't got to prove nothing to you.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes you better shut up, man. Nope. Sometimes you better shut up, man. For you hurt your, what you would call your character.
Yeah,
we got the hottest blog talk show on Blog Talk Radio. What would it profit me to spit a verse for 30 minutes straight going off on this man, saying something to this man, then when I get through,
no,
man, it's Casanova tight. Man, Casanova tight.
But
man, Casanova.
About Chris Rapper.
Oh, yeah, Chris, what up?
Hey, man.
What up?
Man.
What you
Chris, like, man, friends turn on friends in here.
Already, man. Yeah, I don't want to rap that damn. That's what I heard.
I'm going to come behind you, though.
I went to jail, man.
He didn't went behind my house. He got his dog and put him in his kennel. He got his dog back, and I'm in jail for his dog, man. Bad. That's my new song, Michael Vick. The nigga put a Michael Vick. A Michael Vick said a nigga put a Michael Vick. Now, say that, though. Say that ain't platinum. Say that won't go nowhere. I said that'll go somewhere. Yeah. Hey, I'm just he said I came. I'm gonna do something stupid just like this. They gonna be called Do the Michael Vick.
Do the Michael Vick.
Yeah, if the nigga backstab you, then pass the nigga. The nigga backstab you, then pass the nigga. What you did to Michael Vick? What you did to Michael Vick? Miss, watch it. He ain't your dog. He ain't your dog. Hey, don't nobody steal that. That's mine. Soldier boy, none of y'all. Don't steal that. That's mine right there. The Michael Vick. I've been coming with the dance and everything. Much do the Michael Vick.
I love you. You kind of slow, Ted, so he got that.
I ain't say nothing.
I ain't say nothing. Don't
make it seem like I'm busting y'all, Cad.
No, I just said you were going to finish the damn song.
ain't even hear the song.
Come say the Michael Vick song.
Come say the Michael Vick song, man.
Oh, man, I can't say it no more, man. I'm through, man.
I ain't say it's over with. Ain't no saying it no more.
It's over with. Cause now you're a hot mess. Cream
ain't
huh? You ain't gonna rap, Casanova. Nah, say it's over with.
Cause Casanova just got damn shit. That's what Casanova been through, shit. I'm about to pull a Michael Vick on him, shit.
Yeah, yeah. Did the Michael Vick on me, man. You know what I'm saying?
Which one you want?
Hey, man.
Huh?
I don't know what to tell you, boy.
What you mean you don't know what to tell him, Casanova?
I only got one thing to say.
What's that?
To whom it may concern, I hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing 360. If not, you're pursuing hell. You reap what you sow. You're sowing bad seeds, jealousy and envy as you attempt to have greed. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're doing 360 after this. If not, you're pursuing hell, cuz.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be my boy. I hope you're doing 360 after this, yeah.
Let me throw something else out. Let me throw something else away.
And should I remind you, tick with the flow, similarities to swine flu. I do what I do just when I feel like y'all dudes couldn't beat me in the stick with the flow. Everybody talking about I'm dramatic when I get on this, but y'all tell me stop for a minute. Wait a minute, because I'm bad great, man. Everybody know I'm ill when I get up on the mic. Swagger so fresh, swagger so tight. Everybody know my swagger so nice. Stick with it, man, like all the time, like every day. If you got a problem with me, man, you gon' drill the way. Chopper or the AK, blast it by the 8-way. You can join the gateway. Come enter the gateway. He don't want to try with the boy. I'ma leave him chewed up like a dog chew tour. I don't know, but I'm in it something like poison ivy. Hood in my hood right beside me. All my boys gon' ride for me. Casanova told me he had my back, so I don't need the black mask or the Glock or the gat. Like Rat-a-tat or Ratatouille, man, I got more brain than Stewie. Couldn't do me like a bit. Rest to throw the pit back in the pan, cause when I pull out.
Hey, I'll be wise, my nigga, now you know. I'll be wise, my nigga, now you know. I'll be wise, my nigga, now you know. I'll be
now
wise,
it's time
my
for
nigga,
the mama to
know.
Grab the microphone. Shiro Man sits on his thing in a bed in a home. Who that is? Shit. Hey, you already know it's the illest Shiro Man show. I don't do no rapping.
They should have kept that going, man. I'll finish spit to him, man.
Okay, here you go. It's still going. It's still going. Tick it up. It's still going. Say it.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. This one right here, special. Go to a special friend. You know what I'm saying? The backstabber. You know what I'm saying? I see you in the game. It's real out here. You know what I'm saying? Nigga will backstab you in a minute. You know what I'm saying? All I gotta say is I'd be wise, you know, man. Look, my nigga, if I had to bust a platinum song, I guess I'd tell you half the way I'm platinum song. See, my nigga, you might be part of the mafia, my nigga. Casanova, yo, you can't stop a bruh like me. I already got hits and plenty of hits, so my nigga, don't come with that bullshit you get click. See, you on my bad side, for real. See, for you, I'd be wise, yo, a nigga with a kill. But I see now, I can't trust you. When I see my nigga, hey, I'ma duck you. I just might fuck you, but I'm not gay. Trying to mess with me at this time of the day. See, this show was dedicated to Casanova. You came in and tried to bust me down and make it over. So a soldier, I'ma beat and tell you for real. If you wanna deal with me, then do it man to man. You know what I'm saying? Be for real about it, player. For real. You think I ain't no platinum artist? Come test me, baby. Hey, for real. Get your game up. I'll be wise. I'll be wise, my nigga, now you know. I'll be wise, my nigga, now you know. I'll be wise, my nigga, now you know. That I'm a Magnolia King, my nigga. A Magnolia King. I'll be wise, yeah, you know. Yeah, I'll be wise, yeah, you know. Minute Maid Mafia, player fly. You know what I'm saying? All day, every day. I ain't got no motherfucking friend. Real though. And I'm not just bug. It's my show. Call it how you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no friend.
Slowly admitted it. I come on, now it's my time for you to face it. I'm about to enter the rap game like the Matrix. I never chase a bride, tell her come holler at Tess, man. I go live, man, you heard what I said. Leave you dead, bring you back to life, and I kill you again. Murder your sister, auntie, and your cousin, best friend. I don't care no more, Jason, I'm a murderer for real. Kill, man, I never pop any pills, yeah, that's for real. The life that I live is gutter, it's so sad, bitch. And if you disrespect, I leave your body in the basket. No, sorry, mama, for all the language, I'm just trying to change it. Dora told me I need to aim it, flame it up like flame out, but that's a fantastic foe. But I go hard from the dough, that for sure. Cut soap like a knife around your neck, holla veterinarian, everybody.
Hey, now see how every time I spit, how you come in and spit fire. Do you see that though?
Hold on,
when
I'm
spit, how you come in.
Come here.
You know what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying now? Do you see what I'm saying, Adam? I said, every time I come in and spit something, see how hard you come. Every time I do something, look how hard you come. That was the whole point of tonight. You know what I'm saying? You weren't going to rap unless I rap, so I do a little something to get you by, and then you come in and just spit. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But see, you can't tell people that, though. But it's okay.
I ain't got no friends. I'm you on that, though. You can't tell them that, huh?
I ain't got no friends, buddy. I'm a loner.
Oh, he wasn't gonna rap unless you rap, Cass. But that was the thing he said. He was like, "Mama, ain't doing no Cass.
That's why I said I'm gonna do a little stuff. I ain't gotta come over and spit no platinum stuff with this no 16-year-old man.
15-year-old.
I can see he said Jay-Z took this. Jay-Z is camera on the back.
But yeah, Ted said he just wanted to have fun with you tonight. He said he can rap off anything I throw up there, so that's just what I've been doing, throwing up some beats, getting his skills a little bit more better. You know, that he already good, just getting it a little bit more better. And I want to see y'all, so y'all can rap off anything and everything.
Do me a favor.
What's that?
Do me a favor.
What's
play
that?
Yes Indeed right quick, man. Please play
okay.
Yes Indeed.
I'm going to play Yes Indeed right now. Cass said he going to rap on this.
I cook this shit like Wendy.
days. 100% back, it niggas don't tell me. You want a water nine, you want a chopper, choppers. I'll make a phone call, my nigga coming like helicopters. Y'all niggas wanna be teachers. Instead, you say you got a chopper, I'ma put you to rest. My dime keeps my brown, a.k.a. Miss Essie. I'll make shit spark like Shannon Robert and Lisa Leslie. My dogger, pop the rock, and my dogger, soldier. Still make no your motherfucker, I done told you. Ask my dogger, Courtney. Ask Tom, call your ass, what a mama, how like he like long. Have him with you like your name, Tyler Perry. Body cold like your name was Perry Perry. But Lord, if you're inside, Raymond, hey, we got what you want all day, 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 day. We got what you want, we got what you need. Yes, indeed, yes, indeed, yes, indeed. Oh, yes, indeed, oh, yes, indeed. We got what you want, got what you want, you need. Yes, indeed, yes, indeed. Oh yes, indeed, oh yes, oh, yes, indeed. We got what you want, want, got what you need. Yes, yes, indeed, indeed. Oh yes, indeed, oh yes, indeed. We got what you want, what we got, what you need. Yes, indeed, indeed. Oh yes, indeed.
I'ma leave it with your knee.
That's what I meant by being a teacher. You got skills. Kaz is still the king, even if he is mad. And then he said he ain't got to cool down. Just as long as he don't stop teaching, tell him what I said. Then he said that, hello. He said that if Tez keep listening to you, he can't do nothing but blow up big.
Hey. Hey, man. Hey, so I want you to send this message.
Yo, he listening to you.
Oh, okay, this is it right here.
That's it?
I said, me and him go back. So, I ain't really got no problem with you, like I said. But the disrespectful part, well, you already know me. You know what I'm saying? So, that part, you know what I'm saying? All right, see, the thing about me is, a lot of time, if I just blow off the steam, I'll be ice when I keep it in with some, when something can happen. So long as I'm doing what I'm doing, releasing it, how I'm releasing it, it's all good, man. I'll be laughing in a few more minutes. Shy be saying something, I'll probably be laughing, man.
Hell you know, yeah, for shit. And my thing is, y'all know it's good to have my co-host in here because his ass quit every damn other week. He started to quit yesterday on me because I had a damn dedication show to him And shit, oh, I ain't no overslept. I slept through the whole damn show. And I just knew, I told Ted, I'm like, well, damn, Ted, we're going to go home and do the show, but I don't know if Casanova going to tune in because he's mad because I slept through the dedication show. But it's much love. Much love, much love. What you say, Cass?
Yeah, man. Tell me it's all good. We still boys, man. I ain't going to trip, man.
Tell
who? Dog's howdy. I'll be wise, man. I did my yes indeed, man. I feel better now, man.
Yes indeed. You feel better?
Oh, man. I did my yes indeed, man.
You feel better?
Oh, man. Oh, man. I was running around the house doing it. I feel like I was a country. Both sweat like they were sleepy.
Okay.
Anyway, what's up now, man? What are we going to do, man? We got any topics to talk about, man?
Huh?
We got any topics? What's going on, man?
No, it's just, you know, we just freestyling today. I just wanted, you know, I'm trying to break Ted's in. He good with it. And, you know, I just wanted him to try to, you know, just do it a little bit because he do it all the time with his friends. And I want, he said he wanted to rap with you, too.
Right,
you know,
right.
So we just chilling.
Anytime,
and then I can't
man. Anytime, man.
Yeah, we still got 20 minutes.
You know, Thanksgiving holiday this week, so, you know what I'm saying, shoot, man, it's going to be plenty of days, man. People ain't going to have nothing to do, man. We need to, you know, do a little something.
Oh, we are. But you acting like we through, though.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, period.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, period. Anytime that man want to, man, he know I'm here for him, man.
Oh, he ain't through
ain't
yet. Hold on, Ted. Huh? Can he say go out there? He said, can you go out there?
Man, I ain't doing no more rapping tonight, man.
Ted said he ain't through. Hold up. That wasn't right.
I'm through, man.
Hold up. I'm trying to find you a good
beat. Oh, man, that's a track right there?
Yeah, that was a track right there. Which one that was I was playing?
Where you get them tracks from?
That's it? That's
what
you're talking about? Hold on, I'm trying to see which one you're talking about right here. That's when you're talking about?
I don't hear it.
You don't hear it?
You know that, since you went away, I've been down. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, I miss you. Hold up. I got that. Right there.
How you get them tracks? How you get that?
Huh?
How you get them tracks?
You know more than I know. You want me to send them to you?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Nah, but you got to wait, man. I'm helping my little girl clean up, man.
Okay, Tiff.
Ooh. Hey, Sha.
Ted say, Casanova.
Well.
Ted say, this is the last one for the road here. So
oh,
you want to do it with
more?
The instrumentals or not?
Oh, you going to do one more?
Yeah, he say he going to do one more and shit. That's it. He say he damn near ready to retire.
Oh, you got
time. You
know
how my husband, they started and that's it. That's it. You can't get no more. That's it.
There it is.
Which bit? Hold up. It's too loud to come down. Don't you want to do it out for us?
Yeah.
Okay, huh? Put that to you.
I'm going to look at your help.
He said you have to lose your girlfriend up, but you had to go on to the last of the road, won't you?
Hey, Sha.
Okay.
Sha.
I don't need no
beat. Sha.
Oh, what up?
Hey, you out tomorrow?
Huh?
You out tomorrow?
Yeah.
I said you out tomorrow.
What you?
What? What you say, Casanova?
I said you out of school tomorrow.
Uh-huh, all week.
Tell him we'll do a part two tomorrow. Tell him I'll be ready tomorrow, man.
He said he's going to do a part two tomorrow. He's going to be ready.
Yeah, I'll be ready tomorrow.
You say you're
going to
do the last one for the road? Huh? No, you say you're going to do a part two tomorrow?
Yeah, tell him I'm going to start it with him tomorrow, man.
He said he's going to start it with you tomorrow.
I'll be ready tomorrow, man. Y'all kind of caught me off guard.
I know he did. Look,
so
he caught me off guard. Shit, Ted, don't want to do nothing with me. You hear me?
I had a house full of family helping in everything, man.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I had my family here. Yeah, they had just left when I was doing that first one.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Well, Cass said you're going to do some more tomorrow, part two. We're going to do part two tomorrow, okay? You hear me, Cass?
Yeah, you better be ready. You better be ready.
He said he better be ready since he bring me.
We're going to do it all night.
Go hard, go hard.
Song
after song. Don't you
just say it? Got to know. Yeah, we're going to do it tomorrow. Hey, tell Chris, tell all three of us going to rip it tomorrow.
Already. I'm still on the line.
Oh, you said
all
three of
us
going to rip it tomorrow.
Chris.
What Chris
said? He said he going to be on tomorrow.
Yeah, I got fans.
You ain't do nothing today. What you going to trying to get on another tomorrow, boy? You ain't do nothing today.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, like it's all good, man. We're going
to
do it tomorrow, man.
Yeah. I can't
have
you fussing out my damn guest now.
I'm just saying.
Chris, what I just said, Chris.
You said, Chris.
But what I just told
you. You keep quiet,
goddamn.
Hey, two more men just said, best to keep quiet, man. Sometimes best to keep quiet.
Hey, Ted.
What up?
Oh, so you trying to say you must think I can't rap?
I don't know. You got to show me. All right, goddamn.
That's all, man. Come on, man.
Don't put a beat on me. I'll go on here and show you, goddamn.
I'm going to put you a beat on, all right? I'm going to come right behind you.
All
right. Hold on, hold on. Wait,
let me find it. These my dudes right here, man. I got much love for these young cats, man. It's real, though, man.
You ready?
Dude.
Well, yeah,
what I already do with age, man, I ain't had nobody to do this with me, so.
I'm going to thank you.
What's up, man?
All right, that's one I want.
Come on, Chris, make me proud, man.
I do this for fun, Captain O.
Hell yeah.
I do it for fun. I'm not a rapper, I'm doing this shit right here. Nigga, what's happening? Tommy Young Smoke, represent for Mississippi. Now you know what it is, nigga. Now you listening? Don't you see the clothes I got? Doing this shit right here, nigga. Never told a dime a rock. Now you know I am the realest nigga that you ever heard. I'm doing this shit right here, nigga. And I'm flipping birds. Tommy C. Moe. Rapping Fed, Mississippi, doing this shit right here. Cologne smell like this. 22. Hang back in. Doing this shit right here. Now you know, nigga, I'm back open. Smoking green leaves. For the key. Doing this shit right here. Now my Chevy on 23. Big Bird. Now I'm back at it. Doing this shit right here. Young C-Mo, nigga, I'm real at it. Up splurging. Early in the morning. Goddamn, it's hot, nigga, in the morning. Casanova on the other side. I said, nigga, on the side. And we back at it. Doing this shit right here. Cooking back at it.
Already, Chris.
Hey.
Already, though. Doing this shit right here. It's that boy they call Young C-Mo.
Alright, now pick him up with a scoop. I'm about to jump him in. Where's the hula hoop? I meant the jump rope. Please don't jump if you're broke, because my hand hits your throat and have you feeling like a float. Flying in the air, my species so rare. I'm so over here and you so over there. Call me up on the telly. Grill ice out, got me feeling like Nelly. Plenty female, but I'm not R. Kelly. Talking peanut butter, well, go ahead and add the jelly to the toast, and I'ma roast anybody that wanna go against me. Matter of fact, you don't wanna go against me. Now what a herb, what a grave, put him in the ground. Silent, he can't even make a sound. Take him down like Chris Brown, but no homo. Freestyle murderer, I always been almost. Casanova told me go and get up on the beat. So I'ma kill it, cause my flow so unique. It's out. Sick with him when I get up on the vine. Everybody hating on me cause I'm trying to get money like all of the time. I messed up, but I can catch back on the track. Man, they like the way I snap. I like the way they react. Minus all of these lanes cause I love to subtract it.
Hey, y'all, boy.
I'll let the vlog talk.
Yeah.
Y'all, my firstborn. Chris, I heard
man.
You in that boy. It is
man,
what it is.
Blog
Talk Radio.
I like Chris Boys, though. I like Chris
got
Chris
got Chris
on him, man. I said Chris got a boys on him.
Damn,
I do. Yeah, he got a nice boys on him over the beach, man. And Ted, man, he had like a young Wayne or something.
I told you, Ted is so fucking cold. This boy just be going and going and going.
Both of them, man. Both of them tight.
Yeah, already. Already, I love this show. I love doing this. Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, then, goddamn sister. Well, tell then, tell. Drop another track. See, though, he done got me in the mood for the rap.
Okay, hold up. Tay. Uh-uh, Chris said you got him in the damn mood. You better drop another track because he ready.
What up?
Drop another track. He said he ready.
Oh, Chris, say you ready? Let me go ahead and let me see what I'm going to go to for him.
10 minutes.
Let's see what I got for him.
Make sure it's on 13. You play whichever one you want to play. Oh, the second
number. I got to find one.
No, just don't play it yet. Put it on 13.
Hey, y'all gonna have this for you in a minute. Put the game off.
Okay.
I got off. You right here, man. Here you go, right here.
That's it.
Here you go, right here. There got a classic right there for you.
All
right. The classic.
Oh, that's the name of the song, the classic, huh? I'm my classic young nigga. Back in 87. Doing this shit right here. Shouts out to 11. Tommy Young Mizzle. I'm back up on the beat. Hold up, man. Let me roll another sweep. Back up on the thing. Tommy Young Mo. Doing this shit right. Put the bullet throat. Now you know the name. Came back at it. Doing this shit right here. Nigga, I bet it. Run through like dying. Nigga, cut free. I'm doing this shit right here. What it gonna be? Money or the green? What's your eyes take? I'm doing this shit right here. 2011, big thing. Tommy Young Mo. Saying right, cuz. I'm doing this shit right here. Cooking on the stove. Tommy Young Mo. Saying right, though. Nigga beat off, I'm still at it, don't. Told you, he's young, he's milk. Yeah, that's right, eating nothing but fiddle dill. Nigga be hating, that Casanova said. Pull a Michael Vick, goddamn, man, see.
Wow.
I know what y'all niggas rap, man. It's just beautiful, man. It's beautiful, man.
I'm all about my letters, but I ain't playing bingo. Got a Mexican bride and one from Argentino. Everybody talking about the chopper, make him lean low. I'ma hit him in the face, acting like he ain't low. Tripping on my words, my adjectives and my verbs. Everybody talking corner, I ain't even on the curb. Man, forget what you heard and forget what you hear. Shoot you with the 12 grades, now you feeling like a deer. Hard ram, it's going down. Bitch, bro, Mississippi, my town, Castle. Over, that's my round, my mama chillin' right here, don't drink beer, don't shed a tear, never had a fear, I'ma be me to the end, it's near, and yes, I be the best, look, test or TV, or Cartel, why whoever wants to call me, hit me up on 601-63-463-8622, I messed up on my number, that's not our number, that's for you. Pick a boo, pick a few out the bunch. Eat these rapper up quick like lunch. And I got a bunch of money stacked on deck. Make a shower, I've been passing all the money by an hour. Out the tower, man, cause I done lost my mojo. Two peas in the bitch, you hit them with a low blow. Never been loco or crazy, man, I'm lazy. Talk a lot of mess, but I swear it don't faze me. The gutter town raised me. G-town to be a fact. I meant to be a Zach. Talk to make him flat. Rat a cat, cat with a gat. Blast a hole in his back. None of you listen. Everybody trying to find the Mac. All the tummy, young, yummy, young gummy. Put him in that ground. Now he feeling like a young dummy. Everybody talking money, but really don't got the cash. I'ma leave him feeling stupid like he's sitting in the grass.
I only got one thing to say, man.
Shooting somebody.
I only got one thing to say, man.
Let me get up in here. Let me get up in here. Hold on, let me get up in here. Nuck, if you buck, just what them niggas say. Shy romance on the mic, and I'm doing it my way. 601 is what he said, busting you in your head. Shy romance got the mic. Nigga, you heard what I said. I be that 6'2 stallion. Oh, that's enough.
Hey, man.
Huh?
Hey. I put my money on them two young cats right there, man. Them boys die right with me, man. Got their own style, man. And, you know, they doing them, man. Ain't nobody trying to be like the other one, man. They doing them, man. That's what's up, man.
Yes.
I like that, man.
Yes.
I like that. Y'all stay in y'all own zone, man. And I'm telling you, man, as long as you flowing, man, stay in your own zone. Don't ever let nobody tell you how to flow, man, and those styles. If that's your style, you just critique that, man, and do that to the best of your ability. You ain't got to be no tongue twister. You ain't got to be no whatever, man. Just do you, man. As long as you're doing you and you're doing it straight, man, I'm telling you, man, you're going to see what I'm saying, man, because people will try to change you, young dude. I'm telling you, man. I'm just telling you for somebody who knows, man, hey, you like them big labels come, I want you to be so tight when a big label come at you, they're gonna have to do on you, be on your level. You know what I'm saying? What can we do to make you comfortable? Not we gonna sign you, you gotta play the iTunes. They gonna have to play the YouTube.
Yeah.
Hey man, what you want us to do? I'm telling you, man. You be you, man. Don't let nobody change you, man. You be you. Know what I'm saying? And if somebody try to change, you tell them, hey, hold up. I don't care how much money they come up with. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, if you got skills and you doing it perfect, man, I don't care how much money they come up with, man. At the end of the day, that money thing ain't nothing but a mirage. You know what I'm saying?
Now, but that money helps, though. It helps, though. That money helps now.
Yeah, sure. But you know, what I'm saying is, if the man is tight, they going to get him regardless.
Yeah, that's true.
But they're going to have to they'll play on his end. You know what I'm saying? They'll throw that money at him, and he think it is wrong. Once you sign those papers, cuz, you ain't got no say-so.
Yeah, that John Hancock is
they tell you at 5 in the morning, you got to do 5 songs before the end of the day, and we want them now. What you going to tell him? Man, I don't feel like it, man. I got a hangover. Okay. They're going to start deducting them zero.
Yeah.
Because that's
and,
one
and,
reason.
And ain't nothing you can do about it because you want paper. What you going to do? Tell the lawyer what the lawyer going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not nothing.
And, hold up, y'all. We got about 4 more minutes. Four more minutes remaining. I thank everybody for tuning in. I'm going to play another song track by Cass before we get up out of here. You know, but Chris, you're telling you right, because that's one big thing I be on when I be substituting, because at times, you know, Shy is a substitute teacher, you know. And when I go to the class, after they get through doing their work, I be like, who in here can sing? They raise a hand. Who in here can rap? Raise a hand. Who in here do poetry? Raise a hand. And I'm like, okay, let me hear some. Oh, no. I'm like, well, shit, you say you want to be a singer or a rapper? You know, what if a big-time producer come right here? Let me hear some. Let me hear what you got. One shot, that's it. You know, and if you shame, then you miss not. You fucked.
Yeah.
You know, so that's another reason why I wanted to get, you know, Ease Tez up in here, because it's not the fact that he's shamed, but he had it big, but I was like, Tez, let me hear something. Nah, mama, you can't get that right now. Like, Tez, I got somebody on the phone, you know, I got such and such on the phone.
Soon as you hear, okay, come on, ready.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he
mm-hmm.
needs, man.
Mm-hmm. See, he getting it, though. He getting it, you know, and I always tell him.
Yeah, I like Chris, man.
Yeah, I love him. You know, sit up there and listen to him all day. You know, but I love
look
the show.
I got to give a shout out to my brother DC, man. You know what I'm saying? Me and Mae Mafia, Player 5, Magnolia King, man. Shy, Sugar Spot, Chris, Tez, man. I Be Wise, Angel Eyes, man. The whole BTR, man. Ain't nothing but love, you know. If I stepped on some toes tonight, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Get a Band-Aid, soak them, man. We be back talking tomorrow, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't taking none of that to heart, man. I'm still King Cass, man. I'm still doing my thing, man. BTR, Secret Spot with Shy. And I got one thing to say to Shy.
What's that, baby?
The picture you got of me on there, I hate that picture. You pick out all the pictures that I hate. You going to put that picture on there. With me looking like a milk jug.
I had 3 of them. I'm looking. I'm like, well, shit, I'm going to put that because, like, Cass waving to Blog Talk Radio. What's up, y'all?
See how she do me, man?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, with friends like I got, man, who the enemies? I got enough enemies. I got friends.
You know what?
I
love
enemies.
You to death, so therefore, when I say fuck you, Cass, I'm taking personal.
First show.
Now,
first
what
show,
you want to hear?
I'm a quick.
What you want to hear? Doing what you got to do, be down for you, where your man at, y'all haters, country boy or hustling?
Who?
Doing what you want to do? Be down for you, where your man at, haters, country boy, or hustler? Be hustling.
Do what
got
you
about 40
do.
Seconds? Okay, what else?
I don't know.
Hustling. I like hustling. This Cash out.
Just hustling.
What the fuck happened? Tell you what they're going. That's the outer. Because this is for Casanova. What better for Casanova than Miss Casanova? Yeah, this me and Kay. But some of me, got cut out. Yeah, so.
Hold it down like she supposed to, cause she a soul. I'ma keep searching till I find Miss Casanova.
Hit the block, searching day to day, motherfucker, trying to find a girl and give me what I need.
What I want, say beggars can't be true, but some this is true. No such thing as perfect, 9.5 or 2. Long and short hair, pretty eyes and straight teeth. Pretty skin complexion, nice thighs, cute feet.
Picture total bone, clean, solid, stuffy, fast.
Independent chicken, her couch, she keep a stash. In the summer, all she wears is heels and toes out. In the winter, boots with heels on them,
walk
toes out. Ain't the cheap type, no matter what kind of game a nigga shoot. With your ball or not, she say, my nigga got loot. Hold it down when you ain't around. Hold it down when you out of town. Hold it down, smile out. Hold it down and quit on the crown. My baby, my boo, when I find you around. So if you out there, let me know, holler back. The type of girl who stressed out is that a hoe. When the rest of the world turn their back, she a hoe. Hold it down like she supposed to, cause she a soul. I'ma keep searching till I find Miss Casanova. Nigga like me, like a body dying, sick from head to toe. For the jump, you show me what you about. Ain't no telling where we can go. Instead of the same penny, switch it up with something.
Drop this sick, then watch out as I get on my knees. Wait for you to bless me.
Let a nigga chew it down. No nigga can take
it. Take his place.
No matter how many friends quit, no one can take his place. Will you step out the crypt? Her head, but not your own. Speak with a speaker, still holding down your own. So you ain't gotta be stuck up to be a good girl. You can hold a conversation, a nigga know you're a good girl. And you wanna hold it down for you and yours always and forever. And every time we sex, it just gets better,
yeah,
and better. When I want it, all I gotta do is make a face. And them legs spread fast like we ain't got time to waste. My baby, my boo, when I find you, it's a wrap. If you watch.
Yeah,
I don't
holler back. The type of girl.
The type of lady that you need to make like a queen. Treat me like your queen, cause I ain't playing wrong. When I step up in this house, all your bitches be gone. Not Casanova, where you at? I wanna tell you I miss you. Draw my fingers over your head and moan while I kiss you. Wanna play with you, sex you, then I'll freak you all over. So look no further, cause who I am is Casanova. Yes, I am it, baby, I am it. Who's so lazy,
that's a
rap. Casanova, I'm right here, so go and holler back.
This type of girl who stressed out is that a control. When the rest of the world turn their back, she a hoe. Hold it down like she supposed to, cause she a soul. I'ma keep searching till I find this Casanova.
Over. A type of woman can make her sister take off to your mother.
The type of lady that you need to make your life complete. Now treat me like this queen, cause I done claimed my throne. When I step up in this house, all your bitches be gone. Now Casanova, where you at? I wanna tell you I miss you. Rub my fingers over your head, then moan while I kiss you. Wanna play with you, then I freak you out.
Right.
Over. So look no further, cause I told you I am Miss Casanova. Yes, I am Miss Baby, I am Miss Boo. So ladies, that's a wrap. Casanova, where you at? Now go on and holler back.
That's what it is, man. Shy Romance, man. The poetress,
yes.
Excuse me, the poetress.
Yeah, I had to change my name up on y'all. You know, my mother been forgetting I do port, you know. So tomorrow, on tomorrow's show, I will have
you going to change my picture.
On tomorrow's show.
Change your name.
Excuse
I like how you shake that ass.
Where the hell that coming from? Okay. Yeah, you got some shit on that, on it. I ain't been doing no shaking lately, but damn, I like that. What that was? Let me
explore
that.
I like how you shake
the hair. I don't know, man. You need to put a remix up in there or something, man.
Nah, that's the one you sent me. That was cut.
I don't know, man. See what's up with that, man.
Yeah, you got to send me another one of them.
Yeah,
We're going to do another one, Cass. Oh, song, what now? And we're going to do another what? Damn, that's how you call hoes do. Y'all did some shit, y'all. Thank
you
all for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not just talking about Joe, man. Man, there you go, man. You know, we can do a cut anytime, man. I'm ready.
Okay.
We ain't dead. What's the name yet?
What?
You ain't my turn or my VP,
man. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Oh, hold up. How I go? Stop. I am in me. Texting me. Asking me where I'm going to be. Internet stalking me. Harassing me excessively. Bumping to me in the streets. And this is how they be. You know me. You met me. I'm your top friend on BT. Your Facebook won't stop poking me. But see, I'm not your friend. I'm just your Facebook buddy. I'm not your friend.
I'm telling you, man, that song right there will go to the top. You think I'm lying, you need to shut up or somebody get it.
Oh, we copyrighted now. Everything I say online, it's already pulled me in copyrighted or copyrighted online.
Listen.
And that's 100.
Crank
I wouldn't say this shit if it wasn't copyrighted.
Crank the granddaddy, crank the soldier bat. Now it's it, man.
Crank the lawnmower.
I mean, they coming out with all these cranks.
Crank the reefer.
Oh, man.
Crank that reefer. Crank that reefer up. Light
crank
it up.
Reefer.
Look
you
it
man.
Puff, puff.
Crank the engine. I mean, it coming out all kind of cranks.
Look, I told Tez about a month ago. I'm like, well, Tez, they making all these crazy-ass songs, boo. They doing dances. You don't even know what the hell you doing. Why don't you do the little Tez dance in? Yeah, mama, do the Tez. Go to the left, and then you drop your right leg. Do the Tez.
Hey, I bet you fail.
Yeah.
I bet you start doing it.
Oh, my goodness. Do the tell
anytime,
do the shy.
Try.
How you do the shy?
Anytime,
how you do the shy?
Anytime a nigga put his hand up to his nose with one finger up to his nose and put his leg out and say, do the stinking leg. I know anything.
Do the stinking leg. I'm going to do a dance. Do the good coochie.
Do the booty do.
Booty do. Do the coochie jump. That's going to be
you know, hey, they're going to dance. There it is. I bet you the Do the coochie jump. Do the coochie jump.
Put one leg out and put the other leg in. Do the coochie jump. Do the coochie jump.
Now hit the G spot.
G spot. Oh, my. G spot. Hit the G spot. That's it. And then you dip. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
do the coochie hop. Yeah, you rock to the left, and then you rock. You rock when you do the coochie hop.
Now make him ski-ski. That's all. Be number one on the chart.
Now tighten your muscles up when you... Look at that.
Now tighten the muscles when you do the coochie jump. Let me go, man.
Hold up, wait.
I done had enough tonight.
Wait. Drop it to the lip. No, drop it. Go low. How low? How low can you go with the coochie pop?
Yes, indeed. You go. Somebody gonna get it. Somebody gonna get it, buddy.
We're gonna do that one for real. We're gonna have to do the internet. What? Internet stalking me. Internet stalking me the coochie pop. That's it. That's one we doing, okay? I don't think we're going to do that one.
No, ain't. Me and Kev be fighting. Me and Kev be fighting. He get mad all he want. I know you're going to listen to the show. Hey, do what you do. Hey, real is real. You want me to be fake on here, you come to the wrong show, my brother. You listen to a fake show.
Ain't nothing fake on this motherfucker. Probably some tight wigs I be wearing.
They're talking about some tight little mothers. Buddy, I tell you, Karen, I'm coming for you, buddy. Put your gloves on, buddy.
Do the coochie pop.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stop when you rock. Do the coochie pop.
Shy.
Yes, yes, Kathy.
What time you say you go to work at night?
Yes, yeah, it was great weather today.
They had that man doing double backs.
Oh, it wasn't too cold, wasn't too hot. When you do the
Yeah, it wasn't a beautiful day outside today, wasn't it? You sure right. I'm watching football game now. Y'all turn on NBC. This game.
Oh, my goodness. I had so much fun tonight, y'all.
Yeah, man. Well, it wasn't fun at first, but, you know.
Yeah.
No idea. That man straight told me that I was garbage.
What'd you say, Captain Over?
That man came to my house and took a dump on my carpet and told me to clean it up.
Yeah, without no cleaner. Scrape toothbrush style.
Yeah, oh, back, man.
Scrape toothbrush style. But
you ain't never lied.
Look, he came in, though. He said it wasn't no disrespect. It wasn't no disrespect.
No, we still cool, man. I mean, you got to understand, man. He was one of them people, man, when we first started our show, they called
him
a regular, man.
He was.
Me and the dude had a bum, tell you, man. We was cool, man. You know, he used to send me little email. He used to send me an application to marry a dog. You know, so.
I don't
know why it kind of shocked me. You already know my track record, man. You going to come over here and bash me, man.
But he said, I know what Cass can do. And all I was saying is, if you're going to spit, you spit right all the time. There ain't no room for clowning in this game. In the room and heard that. Hold up, I missed some shit. Okay. Suppose I had just walked in the room and heard that, I'd be like, wow, that's what I meant by being a teacher. You got skills, Cass. See, you still the king, even if you are mad at me. But see, he ain't got to cool down just as long as he don't stop teaching. Tell him what I said, Shy. And if Tez keep listening to Cass, he can't do nothing but blow up big, big. I was not disrespecting. I ain't never heard him clowning on no spitting before. See, that's all he was saying.
Yeah.
He said he didn't mean no disrespect.
Hey, tell him I don't mean none either. Tell him I owe him a limo ride with me. A couple of them. Matter of fact, when I get that Grammy, he gonna walk up there and grab it with me.
I don't know about all that, because I'm going to be up on that motherfucker with you. So, I.B., you have to sit on the front seat.
You sure will. You sure will.
Because I'm going to be on the stage with you now. You ain't putting
out.
You're an Indian giver, Casanova. You know that. You're an Indian giver. Because how the hell are you going to tell me a while back, I'm going to walk on the stage with you, and then you're trying to give it to I.B.?
You're
an Indian giver. You know what an Indian giver is?
Hey,
do you know what an Indian giver is?
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, you said he was going to walk up there with you.
Hey, limo only got room for three.
He gonna be on the front seat.
Me, you, and IBY.
Me, you, and Ted.
No. Oh, Ted can come. Ted gonna be in the limo though. Ted and Chris gonna be their own limo.
Who, him and who?
Even Chris gonna be in their own limo.
Yeah, nah, I got to watch him. I can't watch him too long. Nah, you can't have no little hoe riding up in there with him.
He ain't going to ride in there with us. We're looking at that practice for the coochie.
I just got what you were saying.
We have a practice to do, man. We got to get ready for the show, man. We got to have no coochie.
We got to practice on the song.
Hey.
Do the coochie pop.
Hey. Need you to type that book on my.
But, Sid, I'm going to do that, and then you need to come in with, like, I don't know. You know,
yeah,
something.
Chris, man. What Chris laughing at, man?
Man, I'm laughing at y'all.
Like, look,
man.
Mommy, Omega.
Gone,
hmm?
Huh?
Now, Omega been and got him too by now.
I got.
Oh, shit.
I got the fine Omega. I heard from Omega. Hmm?
Man, I hope my wife don't have to my boy, man. I swear.
You ain't
don't have to my boy, man.
Because what he said he had.
Oh, no, man. My hope ain't have to my boy, man. Boy, you talking about somebody going to be hurt, man.
I'm for real, man. I ain't been, but serious, what did he said he had some type of illness.
I forgot, man. But I hope nothing happened to him, though. Man, what Goofy Bone, that, man? What my boy, that, man?
I think Goofy Bone do a show every night at 11, I believe. And then International Booby, he's supposed to have a show going on tonight, if I ain't mistaken. That it started.
That guy,
at 10.
That's so funny, man. He was so funny the other night with the old boy.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you was on that, Chris?
Man, I couldn't even
say nothing. He said he couldn't say shit, though. Do you know when I said, Kyler, where you at? I'm like, well, I guess he don't want to talk to me.
Shit, I was saying.
Chris, did you see man, that man went out there?
Yeah, man.
You done waited until the end of the show to get intelligent, dog.
Hey, man, you intelligent.
Remember what you said? I never seen nobody get beat up.
Yeah, I could have flipped a wig, man. I said, this
I've never seen
here,
any
man.
Crime.
Did the nigga say? I mean, Shaq said, you want to get shot out? I want to get shot to Gucci, man. Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, God, dang.
What the fuck? Nigga, where it came from?
Wait a minute, you say you ain't never, you don't know no drug. That dude's up, man. Where he at?
I have no idea. And then I tell me, well, you got the number. Look me up. What the fuck? I want to look you up for now. What the fuck? I want to look you up for, bro.
Baby, I won't even think about you after this show. You heard that bad feeling. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, oh, okay.
Look me up. What the fuck? I'm going to look you up for. I'm black. You
his daddy is Nigerian. His mother is fully black. And
I believe his mama was white and his daddy, I believe his mama was white and his daddy was Arabian. Or Saudi Arabian, whatever the fuck. I believe they had all them damn. He said he never went for nothing because they got all the washeteers, all the stores. You know, they work behind the banks and shit. Got all the bombs and shit.
When that man said he ain't got no problem. He living well. Then by the end of the show, I'm struggling too, just like y'all.
He said, man,
this dude bipolar.
Hold on, what is I'm struggling too? Come in here.
Huh?
He said, I'm struggling, too.
Yeah, he said, man, I'm struggling just like y'all.
I ain't hear that part.
Me either.
Man, that man tripolar. That man had five different personalities.
Yeah,
because
I'm bipolar.
He ain't lying.
I'm tripolar.
That man, he was sounding white, then he was sounding hood, then he was sounding like he was from the...
A clan?
He actually sounded like a white man. I ain't lying.
He really did.
I was like,
really
this man been playing with us the whole time. This man is white.
I'm like, damn, what the fuck is he really? For real. Like, damn, okay.
No, dog, wait a minute, dog. The whole show, dog, wait a minute, dog. You finally get some sense 10 minutes after the show.
Now you want to get intelligent.
I can't believe it. Wait a minute, man. No, dog, that's not what I'm saying, dog. You intelligent now. You are actually talking like you're one of us now. How did you become one of us 10 minutes after? Man, that's all right, dog. I got to go back and hear that one, man. That was funny, man. That was funny.
I was laughing the whole time.
You weren't the only one.
I know I was
killing myself, man. Like, damn, man.
Why you couldn't talk, Chris?
Shit, I don't know what happened to my phone. I'm like, damn. Cops
it was messed up the whole while he got on the phone.
I was going to ask the nigga, so you mean tell me, nigga, you pay about a pimps and hoes every day before you go to work, huh?
Because
he said he's a crime and passer.
Oh, so you see somebody get a drug deal, huh? What you got, motherfucker, Balaclas, goddamn? You pay about, you see them, motherfucker?
I see them making a drug deal, but I don't actually see what's in their hand. I just see them passing something. Man, shut up, man.
I don't know what drugs are. I don't know what crime is. Right. I don't
know
what the hood is.
I was like, well, where are these niggas staying, man?
Oh, my gosh. What is the fucking ghetto? Welfare is for you.
He said DeKalb County.
Hey, DeKalb County ain't that far. Where I was at? I was in Cobb County.
Yep. I don't think they're that far apart, man. About Six Flags.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's about Six Flags, man.
I said, this nigga right here must be holy for real. Goddamn.
Holy, all right. I thank God to have him in heaven. I think God said, you know what? I didn't even mean to make you. Bye, click.
I think Satan made you.
Huh?
I said, you hold it. I ain't holding more
than. There you go. Y'all, all y'all online, I'm It's 10 minutes remaining. Hold up, y'all. I'm finna clock. Call in International Movie Show. Hold up, okay?
All
right. Hey, Chris, man, you can call in tomorrow, man.
Huh?
You can call in tomorrow.
All
right. Okay, hold up.
Cass. What up?
You finna go?
Oh, I'm done.
Okay, I want you to tell International Movie, hey, hold up.
Man, maybe the funnest show ever, though, man, Casanova.
That dude, yeah, man.
Cass.
That dude need to call back in, huh?
Blog Talk Radio.
Chris.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm still
welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, you are now in the host
queue.
Look,
I'm on my show and calling somebody else's show.
$70? $7? You know what I'm saying? We have our own factories. We can employ the community. At the same time, have some sense of pride, some brotherhood, and some respect. And we make our own clothes. So farming, industrial factories for clothes, grow the cotton. I mean, this is, you know, I mean, this has been done. This has been done already. I mean,
this nigga, man.
He on the show, Kay.
Not that hard, guys. It's shelter. Shoot, everybody knows the popular. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you got to give me this nigga another man. We ain't up. I'm
calling.
Somebody
calling in, you dig what I'm saying? I work this year.
Hey, International Booby. Hey, International Booby.
All right. Here you go. You on Air 612. What you got to say, International Booby?
Hey, International Booby, what's up?
What's going down?
Not much. This shy brought my show to you. Cass is International Booby.
I only got one thing to say, dog. I never see no crime, dog. I never see no crime, man.
The crime is going down.
You people are something. I'm tired of you people. I'm tired of you people, man.
Hell no.
Hell no, y'all. Wow. Hey, stop doing show some love.
Hey, boo, what you tell them? You gonna be one of us 10 minutes
here,
10 minutes before the show leave?
Help people out, man.
Hey, boo. What you tell them? Look. You become one of us 5 minutes after the show's gonna get off. You know you gonna become one of us.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have fun, y'all, man. I'm going to have to check y'all out again. It's much fun.
What's your topic?
Much fun. We're talking about fixing America, you know what I'm saying? Not placing blame, you know what I'm saying? Not saying how we got here, not switching the focus. But, you know, what can we do to actually help fix America? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Food,
shelter, and clothing, get back to the basics, you know what I'm saying? So any suggestions and criticism is always welcome, International Booby Show.
Okay, any suggestion, Cass?
How'd you
say?
Make the world better. First of all, we need to teach people how to be real. Because until people get real, man, it ain't gonna never be better. There's too much fakeness, man. Too much fakeness out here, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's the first way, man. You know what I'm saying? People start being real, then, you know, I guess as it is, man, you know, everything else falls in line. You know what I'm saying? Because how can you be fake and be selfish at the same time, man? Think about yourself. I mean, I don't know, man.
About being respectable.
You're right.
Let me get my answer. International.
Yes, young lady.
Okay, I don't know if you like my answer, but, you know, everybody is entitled to their own opinion. My thing would be to legalize weed, you know, because legalize weed and make us one.
Oh,
you know, be...
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying.
It might help a little, though. That's
going to
help the economy.
Yeah. I mean, ban the stuff that you need to ban, you know, like tobacco. Like, well, I ain't going to say alcohol because I drink a little alcohol, but, you know, marijuana, you need to just make that able, you know, to legalize that and be able to go in the store, you know. And to me, that'll help. That'll clear some of the prison cells out to me.
Why do you got to be my damn clothes?
What'd you say, Cass?
Now, would that be a personal preference that you, you know, choose?
I mean, it could be personal, but, you know, I'm looking at us as a whole. That's one.
Okay. You look at it by yourself.
That's right.
You don't care if not one person staying with you.
I mean, as a whole, you know, universal. Can you dig it?
No, I can't dig it.
I mean, so you playing, Kat. I'm being real.
Hey, you know, I wish I would be on one of those radio shows where you could see my big afro, you know what I'm saying, with my pick in it.
Yes, indeed.
So, because it goes in my dialect, you dig what I'm saying?
I got the big afro in my closet on one of them little wig stands with my pick in it.
Oh, you already got the pick already in it?
Hell yeah, with the pick already in it. You know, for real, literally, I love it. I mean, I got a whole lot of 70s attire because, you know, to me, the 70s, I caught the end of the 70s because I was born in 79. But the 70s was the shit, you know, they, for each other. With fists in the air, joining their mouth, you know, fight for the people.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
That's what I'm talking about, man. You lay some heavy shit on me, my man.
You know.
If you ever see me downtown, I mean, if you see me in Las Vegas, I'll be that dude in the long Cadillac with a big old feather sticking out of his hat.
Already.
I believe you, too.
Look, y'all, seriously, to me, you know, like somebody had said on my show one day, one way that you really could, to me, you know, see some type of improvements is stop letting this system that the government, that the white people put together, you know, with the schooling and everything, they books, probably having no black people wrote them books unless it's for the African-American courses. You know, teach your kids at the house before you send them to their school. Educate them
Ooh.
First.
Hmm.
You know.
Wow, yeah. That's very good. Talk about the solutions.
Yeah.
Problems are not on this air. Solutions only. That's what I'm talking about. School your kids. I was just talking about that earlier. I said, don't sit them on, in front of a VCR or a DVD for a couple of hours so you can do this and do that. That's what's messing us up. The TV, for the most.
Mm-hmm.
You
know
what?
That it is. You know, and something else.
Go ahead.
Hello? Something else.
Yeah, go ahead.
Something else that's not right, you know, everything starts at the house. You know, if your kids is acting a fool in the house and when they go wild, don't act like that shit's no surprise. If your kids are sitting up around your friends and they was like, yeah, that bitch is, yeah, that motherfucker is, and you laugh, hee, 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 hee. And when y'all go out somewhere, that kid's saying the same thing, mom, look at that motherfucker. Don't turn around and try to slap them in their mouth because that ain't no new stuff. You know what they was doing before you even left your house. You know, so it starts in the household.
I love it when that happens.
How weird
to me. So sometimes, you know, I take my video camera out there, you know, I try to get clips of, you know, women in pajamas and people being mean to their kids and people cutting each other off in the lane. I say, now this is an example of what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's on this individual thinking.
Dude, you say
that,
you
that's what messes up right there.
You catch people whipping their kids with your camera?
I try to, but, you know.
You are not in Mississippi, are you?
Camera, huh?
You're not in Mississippi, are you?
No.
Okay, so you haven't gotten me.
Wait a minute, I'm am I missing something? I missed the punchline.
No, you said you'd be recording them whooping their kids and everything. You know, some states, you know, that's considered child abuse. And I'm not going to say I abuse my kids, but I discipline my kids. You know, so if you was in Mississippi.
I'm not talking about that type of whooping.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me. Talk to me.
Well, motherfuckers be pulling their arm real hard and be yanking it out the socket.
Oh, no, I don't do all this. Now I don't do all this.
Yeah, I'm not talking about
normal. Oh, okay.
Oh, I definitely believe in whooping.
Yeah, that was in the Bible.
Hey, when it comes down to fixing America, bring back the whooping.
Yes. That's why a lot of the kids messed up.
Hey, Booby.
That's
Booby,
why a lot of these kids messed up.
Who be talking about dragging them with one arm down the street? They drag their feet dragging. They 1 year old and he dragging them by their foot or something. I know what you're talking about.
There's something else that'll fix that could fix America.
Yeah, I don't play that. Yeah.
That's, to me, that's something else that could fix America. You know, when they took the prayer out of school, which, I mean, that was a big mistake. When they discipline your kids, the new term, you beating your kids now, that was a mistake, because a lot of these kids, that's why a lot of them was running wild, because they don't have no discipline. They throw this stuff to their parents. Oh, you can't hit me. I can call DHS on you. You know, my kids don't even play that at all, because they know DHS can't make it fast. DHS cannot make it to my house fast enough. You're going to get another lick before they come. Point blank.
Yeah, but call it.
You know, my thing, like I told let me tell y'all, I got a 6-year-old son, Joshua. Now, Joshua, we went over to my uncle's house. Now, they was in there playing the game and everything, and we came to the house. The next morning, my uncle called me.
Hold that thought for a second. Huh? Young lady, hold on.
Okay.
I want you to hold that thought for a second. I got 8 seconds on the line.
Okay.
Welcome to Stay at the Apple Show. We can kick it. But, yo, it's an international show. Talk about problems, talk about solutions. It's international. International. All right. Go ahead.
No, what I was saying, you know, we went over by my uncle's house, and my kids was in there playing the game and everything. Later on, we came back to the house. That next morning, about 6 o'clock that morning, my uncle called me. He was like, well, I'm not trying to be funny, but can you see if one of your kids picked up that DS game? And I'm like, okay, you know, so I went in there, and I looked for it, and I asked him, and Josh was like, no, Mama, we didn't see it. You know, but, you know, like most kids, they like to go to school and show stuff off. So when I got ready to take him to the school that morning, I turned around and felt in my son's pocket, and guess what? There go the DS. You know, so I started to, you know, spank him, and then I seen the police come out. I was like, I can do you one better. I took him to the police station. I told them to lock him up because he's a thief. You know, he was in there crying and hooping and hollering, Mama, I don't want to go to jail. Well, you should have thought about that before you picked that shit up. You knew it wasn't yours. You know, so they couldn't lock him up, but they put him, like, in the holding cell. And, you know,
he let him feel it for a minute.
Yeah. He cried, but he didn't do that no more. He did not do that no more. I whooped him when he got home, but he didn't do that no more.
Shit, I'm sure that shit ain't no joke, man. Mm-hmm. Jail is scary when you're young. I don't care how old, that first.
Six.
The first, that shit.
Six. Six.
Yeah,
six.
Exactly. Especially at that.
You know,
very
six.
Good. My thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Now, I just said, I know if I hadn't have done anything, you know, instead of us going over by our relative's house and he picking up something, damn, we going in Walmart now and they're going to, you know, well, shit, I got away with that. Let me do something else. You know, okay, they ain't catching this time. Let me go do something else. Okay, well, shit, let me break in the house then. I want some more shit. No, it ain't even rocking like that at all. You know, and I likely got locked up when I was down there with him at the jailhouse because I got excited the police wasn't coming fast enough, and I'm in there not cussing but upset. They came in there, Miss Reed, you got to lower it down, but they have to lock you up. I'm like, well, damn, do something to him. Y'all ain't working fast enough on him. Put him somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Man. Lazy parenting is definitely bad.
Mm.
So I'm glad there's parents out there like you that take the time out and make sure that the bullshit is checked.
Got to, because I love them too much. I tell them all the time, y'all go out and do some stupid stuff if you want. If you get locked up the first time, I'm going to try to get you out, Mama. I don't got too much, you know. You know, that second time you go do something, I'm not going to do nothing but send you some boxers, some socks, and some T-shirts. That's it. Do the crime, you got to serve your time.
Yeah, that is about how it works. No one's doing it no more, but that's originally how it worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I'm old school, so.
Nobody lives by that rule, but that's originally how it worked.
That's originally.
Yeah, let them boys spend out one day in jail, man.
Sing it.
Can you dig it?
Huh? Oh, my. Hey, man, how you, man? I need for you to teach me how to make all them different type of characters, man, the voices, man. That shit's brilliant.
Who you talking to, me or Kaz?
Kaz.
Casanova.
You still on?
Casanova.
I think he peaced out.
No, he's still online.
Yeah.
You can,
oh, okay.
Kaz.
Hey,
I'm
in the thing. Mute my phone.
Oh, there he go. He muted the damn phone. Can you dig it?
Yeah, hey, that's what people are going to be saying that, man. You know, it might be about 12 months, but it's going to pick up.
Yeah, because I'm finna start back saying everything they say. Shy, what you say? Can you dig it? I'm letting you know right now, IP. You're going to be in the secret spot. Shy, did you hear me? Can you dig it? I dug it.
Definitely. Right. A trendsetter, you know. Definitely a trendsetter.
Already. Already. Because I'm all about that fist up in the air. You know, I wish I could be like a Black Panther Muslim, but I couldn't be the complete Muslim because I love to eat pork. So if I can get around that rule right there.
Yes, that's exactly, see, that's what I'm talking about. This is what this show is all about. That's, I have a non-profit organization called Actually Helping. So basically I just go around helping people, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, little funding here and there, you know what I'm saying, keep the mission, keep it going. But the example I'm trying to set is you can help people, you can still be cool, and you can have a better way of life, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to worry about getting fired. You can do shit for yourself, farm, get a job, you know what I'm saying? I could probably get you the funding, get you on your feet. Bam. Actually help.
That it can. And since
everybody's so worried about turning them, someone come up before them, and if I help this person and they don't help me back and all that, just stop worrying about that. Let's just start helping.
Unite. So true. Do you ever have anybody on here doing poems or poetry?
Yeah, the big porn. The super porn.
Poem. No, P-O-E-M. P-O-E-M. Yes, come on now.
Oh, man, come on.
You don't have them having poems relating. No.
Yeah, poems and letters poem.
Yeah.
No. Not deep, but I never checked it out.
Can I be the first?
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Cass, y'all got to keep it out now. This is an old one. I'm going to do all my new ones tomorrow. This is the old one, but it's called Just Imagine. I wrote this because me and my friend was having a conversation about slavery, and you know, I got kind of heated in the moment, and he told me to shut up. He's not listening anymore because I act like I was actually out there in the fields getting beat with them whips. So I wrote this piece. Even though I know I've never plowed no field or watched no slave get hunger killed, shackled down, bound down with his face on the ground and that hot ass still on his back. See, truthfully speaking, to all my ancestors, I'm not sure if I could handle that. See, he had been sold as a slave and taken from his mother, raised up and tortured not knowing his brother, because the only thing a slave has is one another through all of the struggles. See, they were being killed on them Titanic ships. They were being beaten with them chains and them whips. Now this parliament's trying to make us forget? Nah, we should all just scream, fuck this government. You see, because I know my great-great-great-great-great-uncle was on that ship with Columbus, and then they hit that blunt, got real drunk, off that corn liqueur. They passed out, woke up, and then discovered America. So to my Constitution, I need my restitution. Even though I know I've never plowed no field or watched no slave get hunger killed, shackled down, bound down with his face on the ground and that hot ass still on his back. See, truthfully speaking, to all my ancestors, I know damn well I couldn't handle that. But I'm not mad at you. I just want what's due. From all those bloodshed years, from all of the raping, to all of the beating, all the midnight hours those bastards was creeping, burning up our churches. Yes, the KKK. But please, please, please try this shit today. You see, so even though I know I've never plowed no field, I still can imagine, or only imagine, how them slaves had to feel watching massacre men and snatch up their kid and then sell their kid and then rape their kid. And in the end, they end up killing their kid by hanging their kid. So even though I know I've never plowed no field, I still can't imagine how them slaves had to feel. I still can't imagine how them slaves had to feel. I still can't imagine how them slaves had to feel. That's it.
That is what it do.
Thank
you. Man, you know, I'm into video production. I would like to get that piece out there.
That's what's up. I'm down for it.
Good, good, good. Man, yeah. Wow. Wow, yes. This is what I'm talking about. Blog Talk, man. You don't never know who you're networking with. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I met a lady on Blog Talk. I'm doing a video shoot night before some celebrities or something whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But so to show you, this is going to be a good, valuable tool that we could use to network and then do something.
Okay, well, this. I'm all down for whatever. You know, I'm all about networking as well.
Word.
You know,
that's
so.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Josh.
Yes.
This is
Why you didn't say that poem to your boy the other day?
You ain't lying. I think because I was laughing, and I'm like, what the hell is up with this character? You know. But I should have.
Yeah.
Now you know. Now you know. Next time, you know, there's a distraught young man or a lady, shit, calm down with some poetry.
Already.
You big?
Yeah.
Hey, dog. I'm going to ask you one question, my man. Hey. Hey, what you call him? Mr. Carr. Brother Carr.
Brother Carr.
Brother Carr. Brother Carr. And, Kaz, you know we're still screaming on his show, right? Because I just clicked over and called him, you know, because I had to shut down up in his room, you know, because he left a great impression with me.
I'm not black. You say he's not black. Okay, Brother Carr.
Shout out to Gucci Mane.
Yeah, that was crazy at the end. Oh, yeah. That was wild. That, whatever he's doing, you know he got money.
Mhm. So if you know he got money, you know he on powder, on meth, or on something.
Oh,
high price drugs.
Everything.
Two probably out riding this shit.
Man,
you did.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Brother Carl. Oh my goodness.
I am not your brother.
Brother Carl, I'm not your brother. Before you
okay,
can get it out.
Hey, he said I'm not your brother. Okay, Brother Carl.
Look, came right back. Brother Carl, what you say? And look, he didn't say nothing the other day. Just kept on talking. Look me up. You see my number? Look me up.
I'm going to go. Y'all teaming up on me. I'm one of y'all, and y'all team up. No, man, no.
Y'all people crazy. You
yeah,
are. My mama was a pole woman. She from pole, and in the middle of nowhere, but she was pole.
How you going to put your mama down like that, dog, in the middle of nowhere? Why you just say my mother?
Appreciate you for that, Carl. Look, I'm about to say, appreciate you for that, International. You know, I really thank you for stopping through, you know.
Yeah, man. But well, you made this show.
How often do you do a show, International?
Every Sunday at 10.
Okay.
You know, every Sunday at 10. Y'all got, now, are y'all Central Standard Time? Because I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
On the East, how many time is that? How many hours am I behind the East? I'm Central.
You Central? You Central?
Yeah.
We Central.
Oh, okay. You know how many hours the East is ahead?
I want to say two. I want to say two. I might be wrong.
Hey, I got to bring my shit together from International. I ain't did too much traveling with me. I'm getting rusty.
Already.
You're right. Already. It don't take that many years to get rusty.
It don't. But if it's in you, it's in you. You know, just like riding a bike, they say.
Oh, yeah, I got to get back out there. I'm going to Miami next month and that. Then hopefully the beginning of next year I go to New Jersey. I heard that they like me in Jersey. So check it out, man.
Let me ask you a question.
Make some flyers, pass out the community. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was going to wait. You say make some flyers and what? Make some flyers and what?
Yeah, make some flyers and show people how to organize in their community, because a lot of what's lacking is just someone's ability to have the effort and the organization to push it through.
True.
And that's it, you know.
That's true.
So I just, you know, go around the nation and teach people how to community organize, you know.
Okay. What part of the world are you at?
Western.
Okay.
You're not talking proper English. you're not even making any sense.
Let me educate you, my brother.
Take some classes to learn how to talk before you get on the show talking about black, dog.
I started following you right after that show.
Now, Brother Carl. Now you get it, Brother Carl. It took you all this time. Now you talking like you got
to. After the show over with, now you want to talk like some sense. Now you want to be a brother again.
Yeah.
The show is almost over, Brother Carl.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
thank you for calling, Brother Carl.
Shout out to Gucci Mane. that motherfucker was crazy.
Yep.
You can only be so smart, and then you're kind of kooky. So
mm-hmm.
He's really smart.
You know he's smart, but he didn't know he was smart, stupid. Stupid smart, or whatever.
That's what I'm talking about. I hope that he's not wasting his talent. You know what I'm saying? Because they got a lot of mental dialect and shit, you know?
Probably, I think you picked him up on it a little bit. I really do.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. He's pretty tricky, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty tricky. Yeah. I learned from him.
Took trying to teach and got taught. Now that's a character. He needs to be on Def Comedy View or something like that, because he went from white to black to hood to uppity up, biggity white Peckerwood.
Do you want to give any shouts out to any of your white friends? Yeah, I want to give a shout to Jeezy and Gucci and Gucci.
Who the fuck is this?
Rip. He had that Klan part good though.
Real.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Real.
He told you.
He really was.
Mm-hmm. For real, you know. And I wasn't thinking it until you said it, you know. You ain't lying. Who the fuck are you working for, nigga?
He told you you'd be wearing weave, fake nails, and everything.
Hell yeah, and I wear it. You know, but yeah, because I wear it, it doesn't affect me as a person, because no matter how many wigs you put on, how many fake nails or contacts you put on, if you got something in your head, then you got that in your head.
That shit ain't going to alter it at all.
Oh,
for sure. But I'm just saying, he was talking like a white person, like he know everything that black females do, you know.
Because if he was white, he probably got a black girlfriend then.
Oh, you know he does.
It seemed like he was
Remember the movie, Don't Be a Menace?
You sound like you're practicing.
Remember that movie, Don't Be a Menace, by drinking your juice?
In the hood?
Oh,
yeah.
That was my favorite, yeah.
Yeah, that black dude was talking about all that Muslim stuff, and he's talking about, you're so beautiful. You're a beautiful goddess. He's talking about that white woman, that post-skinned woman.
Yeah.
He was a Muslim. Come on,
man. That's
you're such a beautiful creature.
Let me say one more thing, since we are on international show too. Another way, and this is getting up off the little white, black, Mexican, or the other nationality dude, Carl. But people out there in the U.S. of A, educate yourself, educate your kids, because firstly, you cannot educate your kids if you don't have any education at all, you know. Learn, teach, you know. Don't send your kids out there lost, you know. Help them in the house. Be with them. Educate yourself. I can't say that enough. Educate yourself first, then educate your kids. Don't let the streets educate your kids. Don't let the school call itself educating your kids. Don't let the hood educate your kids. You know, because if you don't teach them nothing, when they come back in the house, then where you learned that from? Not from you, because you didn't do it. You know, so if you don't teach them, you can't blame them. You know, teach first. That's it. I'm through with that.
That's real though.
So I'm talking about always solutions to International Boobie Show, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was saying before y'all came up. We need to start getting to the dialect of talking about what can we do to help, or what can we do to solve the problem, or what can we do to get out of the situation. Because, you know, a lot of people say, you know, I'd be so stuck trying to figure out what to say on your show, you know what I'm saying? But I go to the next show, and everybody's talking about, well, the Jews did it, and then white supremacy. We're so used to that dialect we're mentally conditioning and talking in circles. Mm-hmm. But once we start talking about how we're going to get out of it, mm-hmm. how we're going to help, how we're going to change, then we're already making a step forward.
Mm-hmm. For real. You know, something else that gets me, you know, what something Carl did say is like, I haven't been around that many white people, but I know that a lot of them, they stick together. You know, they stick together. If they fall short, hey, don't worry, I got you. You know, I got you back, you know, and a lot of us. You know, if we see them fall, oh, shit, she fell far. You know, shit, I ain't thinking about it. That ain't my fault. That ain't my problem. You know, and then they wonder how come we're behind on everything. You know, because we're separated. We're divided.
Because it's like you said, when a person fall, not only are your friends gonna help, don't help you, they don't want to be your friend no more.
Yeah.
Because they were in a position to help. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, no, I wanted you to fall off all this time. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely not going to help.
For real.
The mentality, you know.
Mm-hmm. For real.
It's tough.
You know.
I told this one lady the other week, I said, hey, I got lit in my pocket. I'm not going to be able to, you know what I'm saying, see you every day now. And she was like, you know, on the test, you got all the women, you ain't got no money. That don't make no sense. My mom's on the other line. Goodbye. And I'm like, okay, that was just a test.
All righty,
you
then.
Know, she called back three days later, and she kind of thinks she figured out it was a test. She called back 3 days later to save her face, but initially a fail.
Mm-hmm.
So the first reaction was like, the first reaction is what counts, you know?
True. So true.
She was supposed to put in some work and give me some ideas. You know, let's open up the motherfucking gambling house or after hour. That's what I thought she was going to say. I'd be like, yeah, now we talking, baby. She's just going to go, ah, what?
For real. You know,
unbelievable. I'm looking for suggestions.
For real. Let me say, Maurice, I'm not, I am kind of prejudiced, you know, but my grandma, they didn't tell me a lot of stories from when they was coming up. My mom told me a lot of stories, you know. My mom was born in 1956, so my grandma was born in, like, in the 20s or 30s or something like that. My granddaddy, he had a hot-ass mouth, and, you know, when I say he had a hot mouth, he just wasn't going for certain shit. And they was in Slaughter, Mississippi, I think that was what it was. And my granddaddy went to town for something, and a white man said something to him, and something nasty or something. And my granddaddy was basically like, fuck you, you know, fuck you.
Right.
After he said that, the white man said, you know what, I'm coming to your house tonight. I'm killing all y'all, basically. So my mom and my grandma and them said that before nightfall, they packed up everything they had, and they didn't really have shit. So the little taste they had, with 10 kids, they packed up everything, put it on their backpacks, and ran through the woods through the middle of the night to try to find shelter somewhere else. You know, and my grandma, she, all the things that she went through was just like, I ain't thinking about them. My cousin, couldn't nobody bring a white person to my grandma, my house, because she'll tell them quick, nah, that peck of wood ain't coming in here. You know, but I just heard a lot of stories from them, and I'm kind of prejudiced or biased. You know, because, again, I just heard them. They went through so much and kind of passed on to me. So even though I wasn't living during that time, you know, I'm still feeling some of it, you know.
Oh, yeah. I feel it every day.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it every day. But, you know, what I've learned is instead of, you know, worried about that, you know what I'm saying, and try to punish my oppressor or punish my enemy,
mm-hmm.
just go for self.
Mm-hmm.
Go for my people. They're automatically will wither away. You know what I'm saying? Because basically they're living off of us. Black
mm-hmm.
people are number one consumer in America.
Yeah.
So who really needs who?
Exactly.
Who really needs who?
You know, that's...
We got the power, we just don't know.
Mm-hmm. You know,
that's all.
Something else that don't get me, like if I'm in the hood, and I'm in the hood, and I see a lot of people around me, they're in the hood too, you know, but it's like... They come out with their Jordans, have about 10 different pairs of Jordans, have their Tommy Hilfiger clothes on, and, you know, all the Gucci and Prada and all this other shit right here. You know, but at the same time, within the week, they like some shit getting turned off. You know, how the hell are you going to support these people who really don't give a damn about you, taking your money and then laughing at you, and at the same time, you taking money, putting it on them white, them other folks, you know, and your kids don't got nothing in their house to eat. You know, but damn, you looking good, though.
Real good. Hey, where I'm at, Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
I was helping the homeless,
mm-hmm.
and some of the homeless looking better than me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wait a minute, I can't tell who's homeless and who really needs the help and this and that. And then come to find out it was a scam. Most
mm-hmm.
of these homeless shelters were, what do they call that, bringing residual income, basically,
mm-hmm.
in through the people that want to be out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
So they can keep their beds year after year. But if you help somebody and then they get on their feet, you got nobody to fill that bed.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, they're perpetuating homelessness to keep job security.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Quick.
I was mad. I blew up.
Was.
They had all the police and everything.
Dang.
They cussed the police out when they got there.
Dang.
It was terrible.
What would you did if you went over there to help them and you went to get a homeless man a dollar and he said, no, I don't want that. You keep
happened.
That shit.
I got so bad. No, that's exactly what happened. That's what set me off. Shit. Was you there?
That's exactly what happened.
No, I wasn't there with it. You know, like the people up here, they smoke Newports. You can have a double dime. No,
yeah.
They don't got nothing to smoke. No, I don't smoke that kind. You don't got no Newport. But you ain't smoking shit.
Man, I had like 21s on me trying to help. Motherfuckers didn't want it.
Damn.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on around here? Y'all don't want no money?
Nah,
then that's when I started snapping. That's when the police came.
Oh, you started snapping
that's
on me?
That's when I snapped on
Damn. Now that's the shit you need to put in that movie.
I had to erase that.
Damn.
I literally erased that. I was like, oh, no, I was acting like a fool. That's embarrassing.
Trying to donate in your time, trying to help, and got punched in the damn face, basically.
I peeled out.
I guess.
Man, I don't have fucking with him. I have my camera with me and everything.
I guess the old saying is false. Beggars can be choosy.
You ain't never lied. The beggars is living better than the motherfuckers trying to give.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
They ain't paying no rent.
Mm.
If you think about it, they ain't paying no rent year after year for the same homeless motherfucker the year after year. So if you ain't paying no rent, you're getting free food, clothing, gas vouchers. You can't help but come up.
For real. Really?
You don't have no, your expenses are zero.
That it was. That
you
it
can sell Lucci cigarettes and a dollar beer and be rich.
Be leaving the homeless shelter, going to the mansion. Going to the big house.
Man.
Going to the damn big house. That it is.
People that don't know are being exposed for their ignorance, and that's people that are. Them are the people that ain't doing so hot.
Then the ones the newscasters to put on the TV. Every time.
Oh, all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time.
Tell me what you see. Tell me what you see. Well, I see him and her over there up under that track. They did what? I seen it all. You know, plaque sticking up on the head, fucked up, drunk, high.
The dots that do. Who the doctor dude from YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
The brother jumped out the window. That motherfucker's a star now. That motherfucker said he's going to buy a house. Come on, man. He's going to take all the money and buy a house.
Damn.
I mean, our people are so messed up, man.
Mm-hmm. And again,
you buy the house, you gotta still pay taxes on the house.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna qualify for sex states. So what you gonna do for income when the taxes pile up? So they better party it up for they got what 5 years?
Mm-hmm. They go back 5 years. At least so.
5 years. That's when the taxes. Yeah. Tax. Well, I didn't know I had to pay taxes. I thought it was paying for.
Thought it came with the house when I bought it.
Yeah. Oh, motherfucker, you gotta pay taxes every year.
But, yeah, they messed up. A lot of them messed up. And, again, you got to find a solution to fix the problem, you know. What you think about?
One of the problems. Lack of education is one of the problems.
Yeah. Again.
Not education, but school education. Basic education on how not to get over on that kind of education.
Mm-hmm.
Government education, basically. Mm. Everything you've taught is a lie.
It is. Everything.
Retrain now. Train your brain now.
Mm-hmm. You know something that I had to pick up on, and I'm not even embarrassed to say I picked up on it this year. I'm in Mississippi, and you know I vote and this and that, but you know, if I'm not mistaken, the governor or the government of the state, they cast the last vote for the state or whatever. You hear me?
They cast, yeah,
like if we're in a Republican state, 9 times out of 10 they're going to vote for a Republican, right?
Okay, I'm not too familiar with government.
Okay, but I know we are in a Republican state. You know, Mississippi is a Republican state, too. So to me, I vote, but to me, no matter how much I vote, we're still a Republican state, so 9 times out of 10 they're going to vote a Republican
right.
in. You know, my thing is I lived in a Republican state all my life. I don't want to feel different if I go to a Democratic state. I'm just curious. Just curious. Mm. And what's the governor's name? Haley Barber? I think that's his name, Cass.
I'm not sure.
He's